Bearcats 0-2 looking for that first win over after dropping a pair over the opening weekend. Matt Trudon along beside John Coffey for tonight's ball game. John, nice to be back at Bearcat Arena for a ball game here. And Northwest had some good moments over the weekend, had some flashes there, but with such a young team, Bearcats still trying to find that chemistry here early in the season.
And I think we'll see that through the first several games here. Again, trying to get a lot of young players involved with this offense and defense, but also just getting used to playing collegiate basketball and what it takes to win in the NIAA. So that's what these games here in November are all about, and hopefully we'll see them be able to take a few strides forward in tonight's game with Peru College.
And you have to think that coming out and getting a win for these freshmen early in the season, maybe kind of getting that monkey off the back of the pressure of coming in and playing college basketball, will free them up to kind of go along as we go throughout the season. Still a couple weeks away from conference play, but man, get those first 1-2-3 out of the way before MIAA play starts will go a long way.
Oh, no doubt about it. Again, I think it's just from a conference level, if they can come out and get some success early, it has to help as far as carrying over into that MIAA season, and it's going to be another tough conference season with a lot of good teams around the MIAA, so the more you can have success beforehand, the better off they'll be.
Northwest basketball here on the Bearcat Radio Network. Tip-off against Peru State College coming up at 7 o'clock. This segment is underwritten by the Kansas City Beer Company. Northwest alum and KC Beer Company founder Steve Hawley has been brewing German-style beer since 2013. Their beer hall and beer garden are in the Waldo neighborhood in South Kansas City. Kansas City Beer Company also available in bars, restaurants, and retail stores throughout the region. We'll take a quick break. Be back with more here on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Ottawa Valley Bank with online banking, including remote deposit using your mobile device. The right bank is right at your fingertips. More at nvb.com or at any of their 8 locations. And from Championship Motors in Maryville, across from Walmart. Chad Peterson, Chad Townsend, Derek Schluter, and Maggie Wilson offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 582-8800. Support also comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing. More at 582-3104. Also from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from shelter agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nellison of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 582-2699. And from SSM Health Medical Group and St. Francis Hospital in Maryville. SSM Health offers 10 medical clinics and 35 primary care and specialty providers throughout the Bearcat Nation. More at SSMHealthSt.Francis.com. Support also comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles, as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at GoTriState.com or at 660-582-3677. Also from Younger Auction Company, Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at YoungerAuction.com.
The Bearcat Pregame Show, underwritten by the JL Housing Company.
Northwest Missouri State women's basketball getting their first action at home this season, taking on Peru State College. 7 o'clock tip-off here on the Bearcat Radio Network. Matt Trent with John Coffey for tonight's ball game. John, got to see Tanya Meyer over the weekend, a pair of double-doubles in her first two games of the season. That includes a performance on Saturday against Henderson State, 21 points on 8 of 17 shooting and 18 rebounds. If the Bearcats can get production like that out of Tanya all season long, that'll go a long way with this offense.
Tell you what, Tanya likes to go down to Bolivar and play some basketball. She's had some very good games down there, especially last year opening up in that same classic hosted by Southwest Baptist, and then again this year going down, performing well. So that's been a friendly place for her to play. And again, it'd be nice to see that carry on through the season. I'm sure we will, because she's been one of the best Bearcat women's players they've had through the last several years. So again, I think she's off to a kind of start that you expect out of her.
If you get Tanya going early in this game offensively, if you can get Aubrey Benson going, she had 17 points and 6 rebounds, 5 assists in that loss to Henderson State on Saturday after a bit of a slow start in the season opener on Friday. If you get those two players going, it kind of helps out the rest of the offense flow because that opens up a few more shooters for getting those points in the paint. And we saw flashes from Arby last year. Now it's just putting it all together.
We'd like to see her just become more consistent. About the only player that can stop Aubrey's herself out there. She does such a good job driving to the bucket. She gets some good layups, but she just needs to finish those off. And if she can get to where she finishes off the majority of those drives to the bucket, that really opens things up for Northwest offensively and, again, gets her into double figures about every game, too. So hopefully we'll see more consistency out of her with that. And if she can develop that this season, that'll go a long way to helping this Bearcat team put together some good wins.
Tonight, it's the Bearcats against the Bobcats. We're going to take a quick break. When we return, we'll hear from the head coach of Northwest, Buck Shield.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Prenery House. More at conceptionabbey.org. And from Bomley Auto Sales, Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at the 5 mile corner south of Maryville. Support also comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville. Heinlein provides furniture and flooring for every room in the house, as well as mattresses. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com. Also from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for Northwest alumni and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the J.L. Houston Company in Hopkins, manufacturing small truck tanks to large storage tanks, and offers hoses, filters, nozzles, pumps, and other ag and petroleum products. More information is at jlhoustonco.com. And from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com. Support also comes from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com. Also from Pizza Ranch at U.S. 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com.
Support for the Bearcat pregame show comes from the J.L. Houston Company.
Well, Northwest taking on Peru State this evening. Tip-off coming up at 7 o'clock. Now sitting down with Northwest Missouri State head coach Buck Shield. Coach coming in with the game, a clear mismatch for the opponent. Peru State only coming in with five active players tonight. You don't want to get out of what you want to do, obviously, but I assume getting up and down the floor and wearing them down early might play into that game plan.
Yeah, you know, I think with our group, I think they're pretty hungry to get out and kind of wash away our two games from this past weekend. You know, like I talked with them these last couple of days, was there was, you know, some good things, some bad things, and there was a lot of things to grow off of after this past weekend. So, you know, we had two good practices here these past couple of days, and, you know, it's an opportunity just for us to play at home, get that first home game in, and you know, just go out and take care of us. You know, we're probably going to see 40 minutes of zone defense, and we haven't seen any zone this year with this group of girls, and so we've had to put some things in along with doing zone stuff with some different lineups, because as you said, it's a five-person roster, which is very guard-heavy. And so for us, we're going to have to make sure that we have solid lineups out there to be able to run what we're looking for, but on the other end, be able to defend. Offensively, man-to-man-wise, they run five-out motion with a lot of cuts, a lot of double staggers. You know, they're somewhat aggressive with certain people with the dribble and things like that. And so, you know, for us, we just have to make sure that we're matched up and we're not doing things out of character. And a lot of times that's what can get you in trouble, because you look on the other end of the floor and you see, oh, they only got five girls. Well, these five girls, they're going to come out and they're going to compete. Watching them on film, in every game that they've played, they have been very competitive. They play very hard. They crash the glass really hard offensively. They're very active in their zones. And so, you know, for us, we just have to go out. We got to take care of us.
After going through a tough week and a couple tough losses and a pretty young group, to see them bounce back and have such good practices coming back, does that say a lot about just the mental makeup of this group early in the season?
It's good. You know, it's really promising to see that. And, you know, obviously everybody wants to start their season off with a win, or when you got two in a row, go 2-0 right away. But that's not always the case. And so, you know, I think it's okay that we got hit with some adversity right out of the gate, because, you know, it exposed a few things about us. And I think along with that, too, it kind of woke some people up. And, you know, you want to have those wake-up calls early in the season so you can grow off of that.
And how big's a win just to kind of take some of the pressure off, especially for the freshmen on this team, and let them kind of come out the rest of the year and just play basketball the way they know how?
Yeah, you know, I think if we can come out tonight and get a win, it's just going to help that confidence factor for us, because, you know, with having so many new kids starting off against some tough competition and not being able to get the wins, you know, inside they might be questioning themselves a little bit, questioning their teammates a little bit. So, you know, if you can get out on the floor and put together a good competitive game on our behalf and make those in-game adjustments and just really go out and compete, you know, that's really going to help your team morale.
Well, Coach, appreciate your time. We'll talk to you afterward.
Sounds good. Thank you.
That's Buck Shield, Northwest Missouri State head coach. We'll take a break. Be back with more here on Bearcat Game Day.
Support for the Bearcats comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanwear as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout Bearcat Nation. And from Oak Point Assisted Living and Memory Care in Maryville. Oak Point offers private apartments and other services for seniors. More at 660-562-2799 or at oakpointmaryville.com. Support also comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Drs. Bruce and Teal Twaddle and Dr. Brian Veer Toller provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at 660-582-2273 or at compassdentalgroup.com. Also from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering locksmithing, lock installation, repairs, rekeying, and high security master key system setup and maintenance. More at 660-582-3131, in store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MarylandGlassAndLock.com.
Today's game is being underwritten by the Bearcat Bookstore and the Spirit Shop. The bookstore, located inside the Union, opens at 10 a.m. on Saturdays, and the Spirit Shop inside Bearcat Stadium opens with the gates on game day. More at nwmissouri.bncollege.com. And from Barnes Baker Automotive, serving North Missouri for more than 75 years. Located on Oklahoma Avenue in Trenton, Barnes Baker provides a full line of Ford cars, trucks, and SUVs. Their inventory of new and used vehicles is online at BarnesBakerAutomotive.com. Support also comes from Brown's Shoe Fit Company in Maryville. Located in the Marymark Shopping Center, Brown's offers boots from Red Wing, Timberland, Twisted X, and Merrill, as well as arch supports for tired feet. More at 660-582-4641. Also from Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bed Liners. More at 582-4599 or pitsautobody.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from FSB Mortgage, providing first-time and veteran homebuyers assistance with financing needs to fit a budget. More information is available from Jeff Barlow at 816-233-7400. FSB Mortgage, a division of Farmers State Bank. And from the City of Maryville, home to Mazinga Lake Recreation Park. The park provides residents and visitors with an 18-hole golf course, the Watson 9 Junior Course, and indoor golf simulators in 2018. More on Mazingo's golf offerings at MazingoLake.com. Support also comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing residential, commercial, and auto customers with sales, design, service, and installation of home theater and car audio systems. More information is available at 660-853-2319. Support also comes from Hope Lutheran Church in Maryville and the Lutheran Campus Center next to the Northwest Alumni House. Hope Lutheran offers families and students weekly Bible study, worship, and fellowship. More at MarylandHope.org.
support for the Bearcat Pregame Show comes from the JL Housing Company.
And welcome back into Bearcat Arena. Northwest Missouri State women's basketball taking on the Peru State Bobcats this evening. Bearcats 0-2 on the season after dropping a pair in the SBU Classic over the weekend, a 68-54 loss to Ouachita Baptist. Then on Saturday, a 75-63 loss to Henderson State. On the other side for Peru State, coming in on a three-game losing streak, they dropped games to Mount Marty College, York College, and Bethany College. That last one, 70-57 on Saturday. Let's go ahead and bring you starting lineups for today's ballgame. Peru State already backed into a difficult corner with only six players on the roster for this season, but now their second leading scorer is out for tonight's ballgame. Jackie Bogard, not suited up for this one, the 5'5" junior from Omaha, Nebraska, averaging 12 points and 8 rebounds per ballgame. That'll be a big loss for Peru State without her this evening, not only for a score and rebounder, but also depth-wise. So their starting five will be their only five tonight. And it starts with a 5'7" junior from Gretna, Nebraska, and from Cotty College, a transfer in, Destiny Ross. Ross comes in 7 points per game, 4 rebounds per game, and just shy of 2 assists per contest. Also at a guard position tonight, a 5'5" sophomore from Omaha, Nebraska, and played at Omaha Burke High School, Maddie McPhillips. McPhillips averaging 11 points per game, 4 rebounds, and 3 assists as well. Also a 5'2" sophomore from Honolulu, Hawaii, Brooke Maeda. Maeda comes in averaging 11 points, 2 rebounds, and 2 assists per ballgame. Also shooting 43% from three-point range. Also a 5'7" senior from Omaha, Nebraska. This one is a Abigail Niebrugge. Niebrugge, the team's leading scorer, 15 points per game, 4 rebounds per contest as well. She's shooting 40% from the field for the season. And rounding out the starting five and the only five for Peru State this evening, a 5'10" junior from Bakersfield, California, and a transfer in from Porterville College out of California, Lauren Baeth. She is averaging 5 points per game and 3 assists, 3 rebounds per game as well. Peru State on the season putting up 62 points per contest, opponents averaging 70 points per contest. So Peru State trying to bounce back after losing 3 straight. On the other side for Northwest Missouri State, at point guard, a 5'5" freshman from St. Joseph, Missouri, played her high school basketball at Central. That is Jalen Haggard. Haggard averaging 8 points per ball game. She had 7 points and 2 assists in that loss to Henderson State over the weekend. Another freshman, a 5'9" guard from Guilford, Missouri, and Mallory McConkie. McConkie averaging 7.5 points per game and 3.5 rebounds. A 5'7" junior from St. Joseph played her high school basketball at Benton. That is Mallory McAndrews. McAndrews is averaging 8 points per ball game. Although a bit of a slow start against Henderson State, only put up 3 points on 1 of 5 shooting from three-point range. Also a 5'10" senior forward from Sioux City, Iowa, Tanya Meyer. Meyer averaging 15.5 points and 14.5 rebounds per ball game. She is shooting 40% from the field, just shy of 30% from three-point range. Hasn't missed a free throw all year either, and has 14 double-doubles over the last 2 years combined. And rounding up the starting five for Northwest Missouri State tonight, a 5'11" senior from Patterson, California, and a transfer from New Mexico Highlands University, Mele Tupuata, making her first start of the season for the Bearcats. Got some playing time in the opener against Ouachita Baptist. Did not play, though, against Henderson State on Saturday. Tupuata has yet to score this season, but is averaging 2 rebounds per ballgame. And that rounds out the starting five for Northwest Missouri State and head coach Buck Shield. Looking to knock off Peru State College and get something rolling, get some momentum as they continue with their non-conference schedule here throughout the season. After today, a few days off until they play Maryville University next Monday, and then off until after Thanksgiving when they'll take on Rutgers University on Friday. That one being played in St. Joseph as part of a neutral site ball game. We're getting set for tip-off here from Northwest Missouri State University. We'll take a break. Be back with more here on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from KFC in Maryville on South Main across from Walmart. KFC offers a daily buffet from 10:30 until 8:30 p.m. and also supplies Bearcat families with original recipe, extra crispy or grilled chicken, and sides for lunch or dinner. And from Northwest Cell, located at 1218 South Main in Maryville. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell carries a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Androids. More information on plans and devices is at nwmcell.com. Support also comes from Twaddle Realty in Maryville. As a United Country Realtor, Brian Twaddle provides real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties. More info is available at 562-7562 or MaryvilleMoRealEstate.net. Also, from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community, U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
Support for today's game comes from Losh Optometry. Serving Maryville and the surrounding area, Dr. Ryan Losh and his staff provide patients with eye exams, eyeglasses, including progressive and bifocal lenses, contacts, and sunglasses. More at 660-241-5001. And from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville, St. Joe, Mound City, and Tarkio. The Rogers family has been providing Northwest Missouri families with pharmacy services, medical supplies, and home medical equipment since 1967. More online at RogersRx.com. Support also comes from Nucor LMP in Maryville, producing steel products that are used in agriculture, oil production, and the auto industry. Nucor would like to remind you not to text and drive. Don't let your last text be your last words. More at Nucor.com. Also from Sonic, serving guests for more than 60 years, the entire breakfast and dinner menu is available all day, along with more than 1 million drink and slush combinations. Sonic is at 721 South Main in Maryville and four locations in St. Joseph.
The Bearcat Pregame Show, underwritten by the JL Housing Company.
Well, just about set for tip-off here from Bearcat Arena. Northwest Women's Basketball taking on Peru State College in this evening's non-conference matchup. Matt Tritt alongside John Coffey for tonight's ball game. Should be a fun weekend, John, whenever you think about all we have coming up from men's basketball Friday and Saturday evening, and then a pretty big football game coming up Saturday as well.
Just a little bit, a big one anyway. The Bearcat football team goes into the NCAA Division II playoffs, and for the first time in a while, they're on the road. They head out to Ashland, Ohio to face Ashland University in an 11 o'clock kickoff on Saturday morning. Our airtime will be at 10 o'clock with Bearcat game day, first ever meeting between these two teams, and should be a fun matchup. The team leaves Friday morning to head out and get ready for that matchup on Saturday and see how things go. But Northwest coming off a good win against Missouri Western this past Saturday, I think going in with a little bit of confidence and perhaps peaking at the right time. Offense started to come around a little bit Saturday. Of course, the defense has been there all season long, so it should be a fun matchup.
Should be a good one. 11 o'clock kickoff. We will have pregame here on the Bearcat Radio Network at 10 a.m. And, of course, a couple good matchups, Metro State and Truman State, for the men's basketball team over the weekend. So those should be some good tests for the number one team in the nation.
And they've already been tested a couple times, winning against Upper Iowa on Friday and then Northern State on Sunday afternoon, a couple of good Division II teams. And Coach Ben McCullum not afraid to play tough teams early. Metro State, a team that in the past has won a national title, they consistently have a very good winning program, and that'll be a good matchup on Friday. Of course, Truman State, former MIAA team, that's been playing some pretty good basketball the last few years. So two good games here at Bearcat Arena this weekend for the men's team.
We're looking forward to that one. But first, we have women's basketball here from Bearcat Arena. Peru State coming out in their blue jerseys, blue shorts with gray numerals and gray writing across the front saying Peru State. And then, of course, Northwest home white jerseys, home white shorts with green numerals, green lettering across the front as well. It will be Tanya Meyer matching up with Abigail Niebrugge at center court for the opening tip. Tanya has the size advantage in this one, a 5'10" senior going up against a 5'7" senior from Peru State. Tanya coming off back-to-back double-doubles over the weekend. Hopefully she can get started quickly in this one. We are all set for basketball. Northwest going left to right in this opening action from Bearcat Arena, and Meyer wins the tip, gets it out to Jalen Haggard. Haggard brings it across midcourt, left wing for Mallory McConkey. McConkey up to McAnders, right side now. Haggard looks high post for Benson. Dribbles left, now around to McAnders, left wing. Looks inside. Bearcats going against a 2-3 zone for Peru State. Haggard, right wing, has an open three. That one well off the mark to the left. Rebound comes down to Destiny Ross for Peru State. Ross up the right sideline, guarded by McAnders. Bearcats in man-to-man this opening possession. Niebrugge, team's leading scorer with it. Top of the key, drives left on McConkey. Layup no good. Rebound comes down to Meyer. Meyer outlet off to Jalen Haggard. Haggard up to the left wing for McAnders. McAnders back to Meyer. She has an open three-point look, and she knocks it down. Tanya Meyer's third three-point make of the season. The Bearcats up 3-0 in the opening minute over Peru State. Knee Bruggie for Peru State with it right wing. They swing it around now. Left side for Maddie McPhillips. McPhillips, top of the key, picks up her dribble. Guarded by Benson, looking for a backdoor cut. Instead, she goes left side for Lauren Baith. Baith picks it up high post. Bounce pass in for McPhillips. That one trickles off of Aubrey Benson's fingers out of bounds. And so it will be McPhillips inbounding baseline left with 9 seconds on the shot clock. McPhillips guarded by Benson. Floats it inside to Niebrugge. Goes back to Brooke Maeda. Native of Honolulu. 4 seconds on the shot clock. Dribbles left. Maeda cannot get a shot up. And the Bearcats get a shot clock violation on Peru State. And she looked like she didn't know how much time was left.
Yeah, I think you're exactly right there. I don't believe anyone off the Peru State 5 on the floor there had any idea that they only had just a few seconds to deal with once they inbounded. They were just trying to set up an offensive play and didn't pay attention to what the shot clock was reading.
It is Hager with it right side into the corner for Benson. A couple dribbles up now to McConkie. They swing it around to McAndrews, left wing. Back to McConkie. She's open for three. Drives instead. Kick out. Benson, she wants a three from the right corner. And Aubrey Benson knocks it down. Not known as a three-point shooter, but she gets one there. As Benson checks in off the bench and her first shot attempt goes down, the Bearcats 2-for-2 from deep. They have a 6-0 lead over Peru State 2 minutes into the ballgame. McPhillips with it right wing, gives it off to Destiny Ross. Ross has an opening, drives in, floats one off the backboard, no good. Benson pulls down the rebound, pushes back the other way. Numbers in favor of Peru State, but she flips that left for McAndrews. And the Bearcats slow down and set up an offense against this 2-3 Bobcat zone. Skip pass to McAndrews, bounce pass in, short corner to Benson. Benson goes up, layup off the glass is good. Nice ball move for the Bearcats.
And that's one of Benson's strengths inside like that. If she can knock those shots down and make it consistent at doing that all season long, that's going to be good news for Northwest.
7:30 to go in the first quarter, 8-0 Bearcat lead. Niebrugge top the key, left side for Destiny Ross. Looks inside for Baith, instead she'll drive. Down into left block, kick out, Niebrugge, she's open for three, wants it, off the front of the rim, no good, rebound comes down to Benson. Her second board of the game, she pushes up the floor across midcourt, bounce pass inside, wide open, Tanya Meyer, she misses the open layup, and the rebound comes down for Lauren Baith. Baith to Niebrugge, she'll walk it across midcourt, I think Meyer might have been surprised at how open she was. Niebrugge, guarded by McConkie, nearly loses it, picks up her dribble, pulls, turns around, and puts up a shot from the free throw line and knocks it down. An 8-2 Bearcat lead over Peru State. Right wing McConkie up top of the key for Meyer. Wants a long three and cans it. Tanya with 6 early points. The Bearcats up 11-2.
When she's hitting them outside like that, that's just a tough matchup for opponents where they normally they'll have their post player coming out and guarding her. And if she hits those, then some things really start to open up inside.
Maeda goes up top for Baith. Left side now for Niebrugge. Guarded by the freshman McConkie. Cross-court pass to McPhillips. Sets up for a three. Instead drives. Right block. Around the rim, no good. Benson pulls down another board. Benson and Meyer playing big for the Bearcats early in this one. Haggard pushes it up the floor. McConkie right wing. Dribbles in baseline. Kick out for Phillips. Haggard. They swing it around. Benson wants another three. That one off to the right. Long rebound comes down. McConkie saves it in. Niebrugge able to handle it. Pushing it back the other way for Peru State. Picks up her dribble, cross-court pass, stolen away by Meyer. Meyer ahead to Benson. Benson trying to take it one-on-one, all the way in, lays it up, left hand is good. She has 7 early points, and the Bearcats are up 13-2. Meyer is slowing it down for Peru State, trying to set up an offense, and throws it wide of Lauren Baith, and it goes out of bounds. The Bearcats up by 11, and Benson and Meyer get a well-deserved breather as we see Zoe Hayward and Kylie Coleman check in, as well as Mia Stillman, as McConkie heads to the bench as well.
One thing you won't see out of Peru State, any substitutions tonight. They're just dressed five for this game, and I think that's one complaint that their head coach, Scotty Smith, will not hear from his team this year is a complaint about playing time. They dress five tonight. They've got 6 total on their roster. Everyone's going to get a chance to play for that team.
High post, Zoe Hayward. They swing it around to Coleman right side, 10 on the shot clock. Back to Haggard, left wing. She wants a deep three-pointer. Haggard knocks it down. Jalen Haggard, a pretty prolific three-point shooter during her time at St. Joseph Central, knocks one down there, and Bearcats up 16-2. You do have to feel for these Peru State players. Only 5 on the court. They're going to get worn down in a hurry against these Bearcats. 15 on the shot clock. Niebrugge with it right side. Goes across court to Maeda. working on Stillman. Step back, three-pointer, no good. Offensive rebound for Bates. Shot partially blocked by Haggard. Niebrug, he picks it up, turns around, and puts it in. She has all four Purdue State points. 5.5 minutes into the ballgame. Bearcats up 16-4. McAndrews left wing, top of the key for Coleman. Right side now for Haggard. They swing it around. Coleman left wing, high post Stillman. Stillman kick out for Haggard. Haggard swings around to McAndrews. Right back to Jalen. Now to Zoe Hayward. Hayward tries to force a pass inside. It is stolen away by Maddie McPhillips. McPhillips all the way other side. Left hand layup rattles around as good. Maybe too much ball movement for the Bearcats. They had a couple open looks from three, but didn't take any of them.
You have to appreciate the fact they're trying to be unselfish, but sometimes when you have that shot, take it.
Haggard, three-pointer, no good. Rebound for Hayward, can't get to go, and the rebound comes down to Purdue State. Bearcats still up by 10 with 3:50 to play in the first quarter. Niebrugge between the circles, working on Hayward, gets in high post, picks up her dribble, finds a cutting Maeda, gets the pass, dribbles out to the left corner, now up top for McPhillips. And McPhillips walks with it before she can drive past Coleman. So at 3:35 to go, we have a timeout on the floor. All Bearcats early in this one, 16-6 on top of Purdue State. We'll take a 90-second timeout. Be back with more here on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the J.L. Houston Company in Hopkins, manufacturing small truck tanks to large storage tanks and offering hoses, filters, nozzles, pumps, and other ag and petroleum products. More information is at jlhoustonco.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at gotristate.com or at 660-582-3677.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. With online banking, including remote deposit using your mobile device, the right bank is right at your fingertips. More at nvb.com or at any of the 8 locations.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Cell, located at 1218 South Main in Maryville. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell carries a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Androids. More information on plans and devices is at nwmcell.com.
Support for today's game comes from SSM Health Medical Group and St. Francis Hospital in Maryville. SSM Health offers 10 medical clinics and 35 primary care and specialty providers throughout the Bearcat Nation. More at SSMHealthSt.Francis.com.
Bearcats ball out of the timeout, going left to right against Purdue State here in the first quarter. Kylie Coleman, top of the key, couple dribbles high post. Now left wing for McAndrews. Between the circles to Benson, has a screen to her right from Hayward to the high post. Now cross court pass to Coleman, dribbles into the baseline. Now back out to McAndrews, 12 on the shot clock. Coleman, left wing, thought about a three, they swing it around. Benson, top of the key, McAndrews, she wants a three, she's got it. Mallory McAndrews, she's passed up a few attempts in this first quarter. Not that one from the top of the key. It's a 19-6 Bearcat lead. 3 minutes to go here in the first quarter. They were leading Wachita Baptist in the first quarter in the season opener, 19-6. The Bearcats end up letting that one slip away and fell 68-54. Looking to put away Purdue State early tonight, though, as Maeda shoots a three ball from the right corner. No good. Hayward with the rebound, and the Bearcats pushing the other way. Coleman open, left corner. Off the mark, no good. The rebound comes down to McPhillips. She'll slow it down a bit for Purdue State. The last thing they want to do is get going up and down the floor with only five active players tonight. Destiny Ross, right wing, trying to drive on McAndrews. Picks up her dribble. Top of the key for Lauren Bates. Back to Destiny. Right side, McPhillips. She wants to force a three. She's got it. Not an open look for Maddie McPhillips, but she hits, and she has 5 points in the first quarter. It's a 19-9 Bearcat lead. Benson dribbles toward the left sideline, goes up top to Kylie Coleman. Right wing now for McAndrews. They leave her open. McAndrews makes them pay. Another three-pointer from Mallory. She has 6 on the evening. And playing in that zone, a little bit of miscommunication between the guard playing high post and the one down in the corner. They left her open for a brief second, and she hit it. 22-9 is the Northwest lead. Maddie McPhillips, right wing, driving on Coleman. Goes up right hand and floats it in. 22-11 is the Northwest lead. as Benson dribbles between the circles toward the left. Now Kylie Coleman top of the key. Back to Benson. Starts like she's going to drive. Back up top for Meyer. Long three-pointer from Tanya. It's like she takes one step back deeper each time and just lets it fly.
By third quarter, she'll be at mid-court, I think.
And she's the biggest player on the floor whenever you see Peru State essentially with five guards on the floor. Tanya not having to post up to get her points tonight. McPhillips driving in, high post, hands off to Maeda, goes all the way in, scoop shot left hand, and it sits on the rim for a moment, then falls off right into the hands of Aubrey Benson. She's now up to four rebounds in this basketball game. 7 points, four rebounds, two assists for Aubrey. No turnovers yet. She has it right wing. And a three-second violation on the Bearcats. That will be turnover number two. But something we stressed all last year and in the first two games, John, Bearcats are turning the ball over 17.5 times per contest this year. Only two so far here.
Well, that is good news, although they're not being pressured much in this game with Peru State being short on players where they're just kind of pecking in that 2-3 zone and trying to stay out of foul trouble. But if Northwest is to have success this year, we'll go back to, again, what we talked about last year as well. They have to cut down on turnovers. They just give away too many points off of turnovers.
Well, McConkie nearly forces a Peru State turnover. They get it off to Niebrugge in the corner. She drives baseline, and she gets held by Zoe Hayward. So with 10 seconds, this will reset the shot clock for Peru State. They'll kill the shot clock now instead. 29.5 seconds to go here in the first quarter. A 14-point Bearcat lead. McPhillips inbounding baseline left. Gets it into Maeda. Calls out the play and dribbles out between the circles near midcourt. Guarded by Hayward. Looks like Peru State is going to hold this for the last shot of the first quarter, which has been dominated by the Bearcats. Northwest in a man-to-man defense as Maeda dribbles over to the right sideline. Guarded by Hayward. A little crossover now back out. 9 on the game clock. Gets a pass inside to Lauren Baith. Goes up. Shot blocked by Tanya Meyer. Goes to McConkie. McConkie ahead to Haggard. Out to Zoe Hayward. She'll pull up. Take a three-pointer. But she walked with it before she could get the shot off. So with 1 second on the game clock, Peru State will get it back. Just a freshman getting a little too excited for that buzzer beater.
Had the shot, but you got to square up and take it without getting called for travel.
McPhillips will inbound on the far sideline, gets it into Niebrugge. She fires one up, but it is blocked by Zoe Hayward, and the first quarter comes to a close. A 25-11 Northwest Missouri State lead. Chance to get their first win of the season tonight against Peru State. We'll take a 1 minute timeout and be back with the second quarter here on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Mosaic Life Care, offering patients a cardiac scoring test, which could prevent a heart attack in patients at risk for heart disease. A full list of Mosaic services or their 60 clinics in Missouri and Kansas is available at mymosaiclifecare.org.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville across from Walmart. Chad Pearson, Chad Townsend, Derek Schluter, and Maggie Wilson offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 582-8800.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville. Heinlein provides furniture and flooring for every room in the house, as well as mattresses. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
Well, after one quarter of play, it's a 25-11 Northwest Missouri State lead over Peru State. Bearcats shooting 60% from field in that first quarter. And they were 7-11 from deep. We saw it over the weekend. They didn't shoot very well from three-point range. They ended up losing by double digits twice. But this is a group that has some good shooters. And if they get hot, they can be tough to beat.
Yeah, last year, they lived and died a little bit by the three-point shot and the outside shooting. And, again, if they're hitting, they're tough, as you said, to beat. But sometimes that doesn't start to fall for them. And they need to develop a little bit more of an inside presence, I think. And I guess the team like Peru State a little short on the inside. I'd like to see them kind of work the ball in a little bit more and just kind of work on that aspect of their game where they can get some more shots in the paint and in the blocks.
Meyer and McAndrews combined 5 for 5 from long range in that first quarter. They'll both start the second quarter on the bench, as Peru State has it going right to left in this second quarter. Niebrugge with it. Turnaround jumper from the high post. Off the mark. Rebound comes down. Mia Stillman saves it back in bounce to Haggard. Haggard ahead to Benson. Not much of a lane. She takes it in. The shot blocked, but it's Zoe Hayward coming up with it, and the Bearcats regain the ball with 20 seconds on the shot clock. Left wing for Benson. Up top for Hayward, right side for Haggard. Looks like post to Stillman. They swing it back around. Left wing for Hayward. Nine on the shot clock. Up top for Haggard. They swing it around to Benson. Drives in baseline. Out to Hayward. Open look from three. 3 seconds on the shot clock. Off the mark. Rebound comes down to McConkie. She turns around. Her shot goes off. Offensive board for Benson, and she'll put it back in. Benson 9 points early on. A couple offensive rebounds keeping that one alive for Northwest. Niebrugge right side. Now dribbling in right through the middle of the paint. Easy layup. The Bearcats open that one up for her, and she lays it in. 27-13 is the Northwest lead. Haggard up top. Left side for Hayward. Looks inside. High post for McConkie. Goes Benson. Now they find McConkie. Nearly loses the ball. Back out for Benson. She'll take a three. Top of the key. Nothing but net. That one is true from Benson. She has 12 points in the first half. With Peru State packing it in this 2-3 zone, you're right, John. They're getting some open looks from three, and the Bearcats not missing tonight. Now 8 of 13 from deep. Maeda with it. Left side, guarded by Haggard. 13 on the shot clock. Dribbles in. Crossover now goes left side for Maddie McPhillips. Step back. Thought about a three-pointer. 5 on the shot clock. Gets it off to Destiny Ross. She'll fire a deep three-pointer off the backboard right to Tamia Stillman. Stillman off to Haggard. A pair of St. Joe products. Working together here for the Bearcats. Zoe Hayward right wing. Up top for Benson. Pump fakes a three. Right back to Hayward. She had a look. She'll go left side for Haggard. High post for Stillman. Right back to Hayward. Another open look from three. And she knocks it down. The freshman from Leavenworth, Kansas gets her first points. And the Bearcats are up 32-13. Not even 3 minutes into the second quarter. McPhillips working on McConkie. Drives in. Shot blocked from behind by McConkie. They're going to get her for a foul. So a pair of free throws coming up for Maddie McPhillips.
Like McConkie had the block fairly well, but there's a little bit of a push with her offhand on the back. That is where that call came from.
And these will be the first free throws attempted by either team as we have 7:35 to go here in the first half. Clean game so far, foul-wise. As McPhillips at the charity stripe, first one is good. McPhillips averaging 11 points per ball game, a 75% free throw shooter. Last year played in 26 games for the Bobcats, averaged 5 points per contest, but a lot more minutes this year with only 6 players on the squad. The second free throw goes down. 32-15 is the Northwest lead. Benson right wing, they swing it back around. Hayward left side. Looks high post for Mele Tupuato, who just checked in. They go top of the key for Haggard. Right back to Hayward, trying to drive in. Little 10-foot jump shot way off with the offensive rebound for McConkie. Gets it out to Hayward. Off to Haggard. She's open for three, and she knocks it down. Jalen Haggard has her second bucket of the game. It's a 20-point Northwest lead. Now Macy Williams on the sideline getting a little bit warm for Northwest, battling a knee injury this offseason. Hasn't played a game just yet for the Cats. We'll see her in sparing minutes later on tonight. Has a shot from Lauren Baith from the baseline. No good. Rebound comes down to Hayward. Hayward to Haggard. Left side for Benson, looking in for Mele Tupuato. They cover her up quickly, so they swing it back around right side for Haggard. Haggard top the key for Benson. High post for Tupuato. Kick out for Hayward. Back around Benson. Now Haggard, three-pointer. Knocks it down. He catches that in stride and hits. 9 points for Jalen. An all-city, all-conference, and all-district player in basketball and softball for St. Joseph Central. 38-15 is the Northwest lead. Destiny Ross driving in. Kick out Maddie McPhillips. She wants a three for Peru, and she's got it. McPhillips, 12 points now. 1 point over her season average. The Bearcats quickly back down the floor. Zoe Hayward drives in, takes the contact, and lays it in. Bearcats up 40-18 with 6 minutes to go in the first quarter. McPhillips hands off to Niebrugge. Down into the right corner for Maeda. She has a screen, now flips one out for Niebrugge. Pass tipped away by Hayward. McConkie comes up with it, trying to go by herself all the way in. Fights off one defender, shot over another. Bucket plus the foul. McConkie had to kind of get past one defender going in 2-on-1, drove in, took some contact, and laid it in. Give Northwest a 24-point lead.
Good focus that time when she went up with that shot. Saw the contact coming in and had to work hard for that one, and it paid off with the shot. Now a chance at the free throw line.
McConkey, free throw rattles around and out, and offensive foul coming up here on Mele Tupuata. McConkey, a player that's averaging early in the season, 28 minutes per ball game, and I think a player they're very high on, played Class 1 basketball, but had over 1,500 career points at South Nottoway.
And I think we'll see a lot of Alfer this year as well, just coming in as a freshman, and I think the fans will be really enjoying watching her play, and of course a lot of people have seen her play for a number of years over at South Nottoway.
Three-pointer from Lauren Bates off the mark. Rebound comes down. There's a scrum for it and a jump ball coming up. Possession arrow pointing to Northwest. Mallory McConkey's mom. Actually, my high school math teacher my freshman and sophomore year. So a little bit of a connection there. And I passed her classes, if you're wondering.
Well,
algebra and geometry.
Now, that is impressive.
Broadcasting major, right? I don't know.
Yeah.
Haggard with it between the circles for Northwest, going left to right here in the second quarter. 5-10 to play. Northwest up by 24. Benson gets it in the corner, drives baseline. Kick out for Haggard. She'll take a three-pointer, and she knocks down another. 12 first-half points for Jalen Haggard. Bearcats up 45-18. Jalen, 4 of 6 shooting in this ballgame. All of those attempts coming from beyond the arc. Maeda wants a three-pointer for Peru State, and she's got one. Here's where the Bearcats have to make sure they don't start to let up and give Peru easy shots with a 20-plus point lead.
Yeah, they've got the big lead. They want to just kind of go in for the kill the rest of the way here.
4:35 to go in the first half. Macy Williams getting her first minutes with the ball between the circles. Now they go Benson back to Williams, around to Haggard. She wants another three-pointer. This one too strong off the mark. Benson fighting for the rebound. Tupuata nearly came down with it too, but instead Destiny Ross has it. Pushing the other way, and now she'll slow it down wisely as the Bearcats had numbers on the Bobcats. Niebrugge guarded by McConkey, drives in, gives a pass off to McPhillips. She can't handle it, goes out of bounds, and we have a timeout on the floor. A 24-point Northwest Missouri State lead, 4:12 to go in the first half. We'll take a 90-second timeout. Be back with more on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is being underwritten by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from National Investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing classes in retirement and estate planning, Social Security maximization, and Veterans Affairs. More at nationalinvestors.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at BearcatSports.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Tiffany Care Centers. Their 6 locations offer short and long-term rehab, 24-hour skilled nursing care, respite care, as well as one-on-one speech, occupational, and physical therapy. More at TiffanyCare.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from FSB Mortgage, providing first-time and veteran homebuyers assistance with financing needs to fit a budget. More information from Jeff Farlow, 816-233-7400. FSB Mortgage, a division of Farmer State Bank.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from King City Lumber, specializing in post-frame and all-steel construction. King City Lumber provides planning, design, and construction services for commercial and residential buildings. More information is at kingcitylumber.com.
Well, 4:10 to go in the first half. Northwest Missouri State with the ball on Peru State, going left to right. Kylie Coleman with it. Swings around up top for Macy Williams. Back to Coleman in the left corner, running baseline for the Bearcats up top. For Williams between the circles. Back to Coleman for three. That one just short. Rebound tipped around. Maria Dillinger comes up with it. Gets it out. Williams around to Coleman. Back to Williams playing between the circles. Northwest going against this 2-3 zone of Peru State. Inside for McConkey. Back out to Williams. Over to Haggard. Baseline left for Dentlinger. They swing it around. 15 on the shot clock. Williams high post into McConkey. One dribble. It's knocked out of her hands. And somehow Maria Dentlinger comes up with a kick out to Haggard. She's left open for three. Jalen, too strong. Rebound bounces around. And finally, Brooke Maeda comes up with it for Peru State. Maeda left side for McPhillips. She'll pull up and take a three-pointer and knock it down. McPhillips with 15 first half points. The Bearcats have 11 three-point makes here in the first half. The program's single-game record is 16 three-pointers against Nebraska Omaha in 2009, so a chance that record could go down tonight. As Coleman forces a pass into Dittlinger, it's tipped, and Peru State tied up with McConkie in the possession arrow points back toward Peru State. We owe you a station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Northwest up 45-24. Maeda, jump shot on the baseline, knocks it down. It's a 45-26 lead in favor of Northwest. Up by 24 just a moment ago, but Peru State battling back in this one. Still down 19. Kylie Coleman, right corner. Up top for Macy Williams. Left side for Haggard. Coleman now in the corner, looks inside. 10 on the shot clock. It's Macy Williams on the right side, looking high post, trying to force one inside. Instead, they'll go cross court, pass to Coleman. Drives in baseline, floats out to Haggard. 3 on the shot clock. Macy Williams will put up a 3-pointer. Off the front of the rim, no good. Offensive rebound, though, for Coleman. The Bearcats get a fresh 30. You could feel in that last timeout that Coach Shield was probably indicating we should run some offense and really work on getting good looks instead of just taking every open 3-pointer we get.
Yeah, they've been more deliberate out of their offense in the last possession.
Macy Williams, right wing, dribbles in, kick out for Coleman. Back up top for Haggard. She'll take a three-pointer, and she cans it.
They might break that three-point record before the end of the half, let alone the entire game.
That is 12. The record is 16, set back in 2009. Haggard has 5 of them on her own. Leading Northwest in this ballgame, and a travel here on McPhillips and Peru State. 1:32 to go. The Bearcats get the ball back. McAndrews and Benson check back into the game for Williams and Coleman. On the floor for Northwest, it is Haggard, Benson, McAndrews, Kehlani Mayava checks in now, and Mallory McConkie. On the floor for Peru State, Ross, McPhillips, Maeda, Niebrugge, and Baith. The only 5 they have active for this game. Makes it easier on me. And a bit more of a 2-1-2 zone for Peru State as they're bringing Baith a little bit further up to the high post. Benson around to Haggard, right wing, pump fake. They swing it back around. Benson driving in, gets to the left block, and she gets the offensive foul as Baith held her ground and took the charge from Arbery Benson. Northwest ahead by 22 with a minute 10 left to go here in the first half. Bearcat shooting 56% from the field, 57% from three-point range. 0-1 from the free throw line, though. And a timeout here for Peru State. Head coach Scotty Smith will take a 30-second timeout. We'll take this one with him. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from the Bearcat Bookstore and the Spirit Shop, supplying game day apparel for men, women, and kids, as well as gifts, accessories, and Northwest logo items. The Union location opens at 10 a.m. on game day. More at nwmissouri.bncollege.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Maryville Glass and Lock. Greg Fisher and his team offer installation and service of overhead doors from Rainer and LiftMaster operators. More at 660-582-3131, in store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MaryvilleGlassAndLock.com.
Well, Bearcats searching for their first win of the season. 0-2 after dropping 1 to Wichita Baptist last Friday, then Henderson State on Saturday. But look like they're on their way to a victory. 22-point lead with a minute to go in the first half on Peru State. Bobcats, 6 players on their roster, only shooting up 5 tonight. So the Bearcats have depth on their side and shooting. They are nailing just about everything from deep. 1 minute to play in the first half. Niebrugge for Peru State with it. Right wing guarded by McConkie. Drives in. Goes up. Tough shot. Might have been partially blocked by McConkie. Offensive rebound for Lauren Bates. She goes up and gets fouled by Kehlani Mayava. So we will see the Bobcats go to the free throw line with 47 seconds to go in the half. First free throw on the way for a 5'10 junior from Bakersfield, California, and she hits. Averaging 5 points and 3 rebounds per ball game, a 50% free throw shooter. And sticks to that percentage truly as she knocks down the first, misses the second. And the ball goes out of bounds and it'll go back to Northwest Missouri State. 45 seconds to go here in the first half. Bearcats up by 21. And Haggard walks it across midcourt for the Bearcats. Into the left corner for McAndrews. Pump fake across the court. Now she'll go back up top for Benson. Back into the corner for McAndrews. The Bearcats work the ball around right side for Haggard. Back left to Benson. Drives in, picks up her dribble. Back out to McConkey for a three. Mallory well off the mark to the right. Goes out of bounds. And so the ball will go back to the Bobcats with 20 seconds to go in the first half. Not a bad crowd here for the non-conference matchup. The Bearcats' first home game of the season.
And I think one of the reasons for that, a lot of fans just want to come out and see what this women's team looks like. Also, they've got a number of players from the area suited up that should have some pretty good crowds all the way through the season.
Niebrugge drives in right side, gets fouled by McConkey, plus the bucket. So with 4.5 seconds left in the half, she will go to the free throw line. 8 points for Niebrugge here in the first half. Free throw on the way. Averaging 15 points per ball game. Her free throw on the way is good. 4.5 seconds to go. Inbound comes into Haggard. Pushes up the floor for Northwest. Hands off to Benson. She'll put up a three right wing off the rim. No good. Three-pointer no good, but the Bearcats an 18-point lead as we head into the break. 48-30 is our score. We'll take a timeout. Be back with more here from Bearcat Arena.
Support for the Bearcats is from Steve and Dan Miller at Miller Financial and Insurance Center in Maryville, providing investment management, retirement planning, and insurance protection for farm, home, and auto. More information at 660-224-2300 or millerfinancialinsurance.com. Today's broadcast is brought to you by Brown Shoe Fit Company in Maryville. Located in the Mary Mart Shopping Center, Brown's offers footwear from Under Armour, Sperry, Asics, Chaco, as well as fashion boots for women. More at 660-582-4641.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing residential, commercial, and auto customers with sales, design, service, and installation of home theater and car audio systems. More information is available at 660-853-2319.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Hope Lutheran Church in Maryville and the Lutheran Campus Center next to the Northwest Alumni House. Hope Lutheran offers families and students weekly Bible study, worship, and fellowship. More at MarylandHope.org.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Maryville Daily Forum, in print or online at MarylandDailyForum.com. The Daily Forum provides local news, sports, and information Monday through Friday. More at 660-562-2424.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union at the Highway 71 East South Avenue intersection, serving Nottoway County employees, Northwest alumni, and 19 school districts across the area. Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union. Today, tomorrow, together.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Since 1928, Consumers has been supporting farmers in Northwest Missouri by providing refined fuels, feeds, and propane. More information is at ConsumersOilMaryville.com.
Support for today's game comes from Lanes Network One, providing computer and tablet repair, virus removal, computer sales, and in-home repair service. More information is available at 660-241-4003.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Gardner Family Dentistry in Maryville. Dr. Jeff Gardner and his staff specialize in treating the whole family with a focus on kids of all ages. Other services include implants, crowns, and general dentistry. Now accepting new patients. More at MarylandSmiles.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Carlson Seed in Blanchard, Iowa. Carlson Seed's been family-owned since 1973 and distributes DeKalb Asgrow seeds, chemicals, precision planting products, and more. For more information, visit carlsonseed.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Home by Sonia at 103 South Main in Maryville. Home by Sonia provides full-service interior styling along with custom window coverings, flooring, furniture, and more. Information is available online at homebysonia.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Ziegler Ag Equipment. Ziegler carries new and used tractors, combines, and sprayers, and provides equipment repairs and maintenance. Locations in Maryville, Chillicothe, and Marshall. More information at ZIEGLERAG.com.
Welcome back to Bearcat Arena. We're at the half of this women's matchup between Northwest and Peru State. 48-30, the score at halftime with the Northwest women in front. Joined now at halftime by Associate Head Coach of the Northwest men's basketball team, Austin Meyer. And Austin, your team off to a good start, a couple good wins over this past weekend down at St. Joseph.
Yeah, definitely two, you know, really good Division II teams. Obviously, Upper Iowa being a team we saw last year in the tournament, and then Northern State was about as good of a early season matchup as you could have, and they're going to be there come March, and it was a great game.
Yeah, one of the things we talked about during the broadcast of that game is two teams that there's a chance down the line you might see again, but really playing at an intensity level you expect a lot further into the season than game two of the year.
Yeah, we had to be geared up for that one early on, but you know, we played well. Our seniors played really, really well. Xavier, Chris, I mean, defensively, especially there, you know, in the second half, we really tightened it up. But it was, you know, they're a really good team. They rebound it well. They can score it. Obviously, their bigs are good. They're really, really tough. Picks finished first in the NSIC, and obviously able to come out on top, and hopefully it gives us some momentum moving forward.
What are some of the main things you felt came out the first weekend for you?
Number one, getting out and finally playing somebody different. You know, you start the season, you know, basically your preseason in September, where you could practice 2 hours a week. You're doing strength conditioning the early mornings, and then you get into October where you can have your official practices and you can actually have, you know, more than an hour of practice. So you go a long time before you actually get to play a team. And obviously, you know, we had a couple scrimmages in the Duke game and the experience we had there. But just getting back out there in a game setting where it counts, you know, and competing and just kind of seeing where we're at. Obviously, we have some new guys that maybe didn't play last year, didn't play as many minutes, and trying to work that depth and figure out lineups and stuff like that. But obviously, having the core back and the core guys that have been through it, just trying to be consistent and play at a high level.
Hey, it looked like some of those guys that have been around the program that got some minutes this past weekend looked like they stepped up, and it really seemed to take some steps forward for you.
Yeah, definitely, you know, across the board. And you know, the first game we got, you know, I think we had maybe 11 guys play. And then against Northern State, played a couple less than that. But everybody got in, and everybody, for the most part, played pretty well. And, I mean, that's going to be big for us moving forward, having depth, which, you know, in years past, we maybe didn't have as much, but, you know, replacing the three seniors that we lost is going to be tough just from a leadership, and all those guys did different things. Obviously, Zach's ability to shoot the three, Anthony's ability to be a, you know, play off the ball or be a second point guard to take a little pressure off of Justin, and then Devontae, who, you know, we can think of some of the plays he made late in games, loose balls, offensive rebounds, just replacing those guys. Probably have a little bit more shooting this year, you know, with Ryan Hawkins, Joey coming in, and obviously Welty, and we're big on that. We like the floor to be spaced. The more shooters on the floor gives Justin more space to operate. But you know, trying to get, you know, Joey being a new guy for us, trying to get him in a little bit more flow, and he's slowly learning and then picking up, you know, how other guys play and playing with them. And then, you know, you watch Brett and Justin out there, guys that have been doing it for 5 years, just the knack and knowing what, you know, the other guy's going to do, and being able to play off each other. It's pretty fun to watch when they get into a flow and they're locked in.
Yeah, it really was something special to where they know exactly where the other guy's going to be, and just running their opponents ragged out there at times.
Yeah, and I think back to, you know, we've got a lot of high school kids, 4-year kids, 5-year kids that we redshirt, and those are two examples right there, guys that have literally been here for 5 years, have played together, and they just know what the other guy's going to do. And sometimes that's harder when you bring guys in, you know, year in and year out. So just the, you know, their ability to play together is pretty impressive. And across the board, too, you know, Xavier played really well. Chris played well defensively and was attacking, made good decisions offensively. And then, you know, Xavier's energy, he brought it there. You know, there's a couple clips that we watched back on film, just our bench. And if you can bring energy in a, you know, a half-empty gym, you hope you can bring it later on in the season.
You know, one of the things when you talk about depth, it kind of stands out, too. Not only do you have some guys you're bringing in off the bench right now, but there are guys that can play some different roles out there. They can go inside or step out and go outside and do something that's going to make it for some matchup problems for some teams.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, Joey's one of those guys that probably haven't had – in the last few years, but a guy that can shoot it, he can pick and pop. When teams switch, we can throw him into the post. He makes pretty good decisions in there. He's a good passer. He can score it in the post, and just finding more spots for him to get in those situations. And we've seen Ryan Welty's ability to shoot it, and hopefully he can be a little more aggressive, you know, picking his spots, maybe put on the floor a little bit more and offensive rebound. But yeah, we got a lot of guys that can do different things, and you know, off the bench, Dre Starrs will hit a three for us and over the weekend, and you know, he's a guy that's been in the program that knows how to play. You know, he knows what to do defensively, you know, decision making, and you know, he's playing behind Brett right now, which, you know, Brett's played really well over the course of his career, and maybe not a ton of minutes out there, but he's made the most so far when he's gotten into the game.
Well, you got a couple of good games coming up this weekend too.
Yeah, we do. You know, Metro State is going to press pretty much the whole game. They're going to run zone. They're going to, you know, fly around. They're athletic. They're going to get after, try to get steals, go after the offensive rebounds, and it's going to be a little different style. But if we can, you know, just play fundamentally sound, you know, attack, I think we'll be able to get open shots and easy looks. It's just they want to really speed you up and get you taking average shots and get you turning it over. If we don't do that, we'll have a chance to be pretty successful offensively. And then defensively, you know, they run a lot of dribble drive. So guarding the ball is going to be huge, like it is every game. But those are things we work on every single day in practice. And it's going to be a challenge because they're pretty athletic, and they got guys that can put their head down and get to the rim, and that's going to be a challenge for us.
All right, well, Austin, thanks a lot for being with us.
All right, thanks, John.
Associate head coach of the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat men's basketball team, Austin Meyer. We're at the half. Northwest Missouri State women up on Peru State this evening in Bearcat Arena, 40-38. Back with the halftime report right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for Bearcat Radio comes from the J.L. Houston Company in Hopkins, manufacturing small truck tanks to large storage tanks, and offers hoses, filters, nozzles, pumps, and other ag and petroleum products. More information at jlhoustonco.com. And from Nottoway Valley Bank, with 8 locations, NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for almost a century and a half. The right bank is right at your fingertips at nvb.com. Support also comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter Agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City. Also from Carson Sports Grill on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More information at 582-2699.
Support for today's game is provided by Younger Auction Company. Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at YoungerAuction.com. And from Bullseye Trading in Maryville, located at 1115 East 1st Street and open from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Bullseye Trading offers guns, ammo, payday, and pawn loans. More info is at 660-241-5013. Support also comes from SSM Health St. Francis Hospital, offering a range of health services in the Northwest Missouri region, including 24/7 emergency services and cancer care. More at SSMHealthSt.Francis.com. Also from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Printery House. More at ConceptionAbbey.org.
The Halftime Report, underwritten by Tri-State Ford and Lincoln in Maryville.
And back at Bearcat Arena, Matt Tritton alongside John Coffey for tonight's ballgame. Northwest women up 48-30 on Peru State, looking for their first win of the season. And the Bearcats led so far in this game by Jalen Haggard, 15 points on 5 of 9 shooting. All 9 attempts coming from beyond the arc, as Haggard doing her damage from deep. The Northwest all-time single-game record for three-pointers is 9 by Kelly Nelson back in 2008 against Truman State. So Haggard, 4 away from tying, 5 away from breaking that record. Bearcats also 12 three-point makes in that first half. Single-game record is 16 against UNO back in 2009. So 4 away from tying that, 5 away from breaking the record. And the way that Peru State only has 5 players suited up and they're playing a 2-3 zone, there's a good chance that record's falling tonight.
Oh, no doubt about that. I thought it might fall at the end of the first half. But Northwest cooled off a little bit there at the end of the half.
Also 12 points for Aubrey Benson, 9 points for Tanya Meyer as the Bearcats lead this one 48-30. We'll take a timeout. We will be back with the second half of action on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, providing printing and copying of letterhead, envelopes, business cards, posters, and more. Rapid Elite also features website design, ink and toner, and UPS and FedEx shipping services. More at RapidEliteMaryville.com. And from Tri-State Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at Tri-State Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram.com. Or at 660-582-3677. Support also comes from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, serving the area since 1933. Offering in-house decisions on auto and recreational loans within one business day, the credit union is located at the intersection of Highway 71 and East South Avenue, today, tomorrow, together. Also from King City Lumber, their post-frame and all-steel buildings can be used as homes, barns, sheds, garages, or commercial buildings. More information about design and construction is at KingCityLumber.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More on Bearcat Lumber services is at 660-562-0300. And from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville at 125 East South Avenue. Rogers provides patients and their families with medical supplies, including oxygen, CPAP, scooters, and home medical equipment. More information is online at RogersRxMV.com. Support also comes from Lanes Network One, providing computer and tablet repair, virus removal, computer sales, and in-home repair service. More information is available at 660-241-4003. Also from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com.
Support for the Halftime Report comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln in Maryville.
Start of the second half, the Bearcats waste no time at all. Aubrey Benson finds an open Mallory McAndrews. Cans a three ball as a 21-point Northwest lead. They have made 13 three-pointers as a team already tonight.
Picking up right where they left off in the first half.
Maddie McPhillips with it right side for Maeda. Looks inside, guarded by McAndrews. 15 on the shot clock, dribbles in between the legs, back out to Lauren Baith, right side for McPhillips, guarded by Mia Stillman. Drives in on the freshman, and she dribbles off her foot out of bounds, back to the Bearcats. McAndrews now has 9 points. She is 3 of 3 from long range in this basketball game. Northwest up by 21. Haggard brings it down, top of the key to Benson. Thinks about a shot from high post, dribbles in, and goes in for the layup off the left block, but she lowered her shoulder into Maddie McPhillips. Offensive foul on the Bearcats. Gives it back to the Bobcats.
Even though Northwest is up by a substantial amount right at this time, I'd like to see Northwest come out here in this third quarter and do well in the first few minutes of this quarter. Seemed like a lot of games a year ago, they would give up some ground early in the second half. So if they can just kind of go in and get off to a good start second half and make a habit of that, that would be something that will be beneficial going into conference season a little bit later on.
Abigail Niebrugge crossing through the lane, gets a pass, lays it in. 21-32 is the lead now in favor of Northwest. Niebrugge up to 11 points. McConkey high post, tries to feed it down inside, maybe looking for Stillman. Instead, it goes right to Niebrugge. She throws the head to Ross, goes in one-on-one with Aubrey Benson and lays it in over the top. So after knocking down a three-pointer on the opening possession of the half, the Bearcats conceding a few buckets here to Peru State. McAndrews left corner, thought about another three. They'll swing it around Benson right side. Bearcats look high post. Now cross-court pass. McAndrews open for three again, and she knocks down another. 4 of 4 from deep, and that is what Mallory McAndrews can do. We think of Zach Schneider on the men's team for so many years. McAndrews, she is a threat from deep. 8:05 to play here in the third quarter. Offensive foul on Peru State. And this one's going to be on Brooke Maeda. Couldn't tell if that was a moving screen or if she pushed off or what the case may be, but she gets called for that foul, and the ball heads back to the other end for Northwest. 54-34 our score. 8 minutes to go. Zoe Hayward checks in for McConkey. McAndrews gets it in the corner. They swing it back around. Haggard, right side, looking for McAndrews, running the baseline for the Bearcats. Corner to corner, inside to Stillman. Stillman to Hayward. Goes up, shot blocked by Ross. And Destiny Ross pushing the other way for Peru State. Brings it up right wing. Has Benson looking the other way. Drives in and lays it up past Arbery Benson.
A little bit of a hesitation move as well that got right by Benson for the layup.
54-36 is the Northwest lead. Peru State a full-fledged 3-2 zone now against Northwest. They've kind of gone from a 2-3 to a 2-1-2, now moving Lauren Baith up a little bit higher in the high post each time, now into a 3-2.
I think one thing we won't see is a man-to-man out of them. Again, suiting up only five. They're going to stay packed in various type of zones for a number of reasons, just to maybe rest just a bit as well as try to keep the players from getting into some foul trouble.
Benson left side into the corner for Haggard. Pump fake inside. Now back up top to Benson. Right back to Haggard. Left open for three. Knocks down another. Jalen Haggard with 18 points. All of those coming from deep. She has 6 3-point makes in this one. 57-36 the Northwest lead. Now you just hope this translates into a game against then Emporia State, a Central Missouri, a Fort Hays down the road. Warren Baith left side tries to force a pass to McPhillips, knocked out of bounds by Benson. Although if a team is playing zone against you, shoot like this, you'll shoot them out of it in a hurry.
Yeah, I think the teams you just mentioned won't stay in a zone very long at all, even if they even play zone.
Knock down some open ones tonight, hopefully make some contested ones next ball game and just go from there. Three on the shot clock, Maeda trying to work past Haggard, throws up a layup off the glass, and it rattles around and falls through. The sophomore from Honolulu, Hawaii, lays it in over Jalen Haggard, 57-38, the Northwest lead. Haggard right side, they swing it around. McAndrews is open from three. Instead, she'll go inside high post to Hayward. They swing it around to Haggard. Right corner for Stillman. Skip pass to Benson. Drives in past the defense. Kick out to McAndrews. Inside to Hayward. Drives in off the glass. Sent in. Well, they could have got about three different three-point attempts on that possession, but the Bearcats a good job of working it around, and McAndrews finding Hayward as she gets her third bucket of the game. Ross working on McAndrews into the right block, picks up her dribbles, turn, off-balance shot, no good, rebound comes down to Haggard. Pushing the ball up the floor, ahead to Benson. Benson open in the left corner, she'll drive into the high post, picks up her dribble. Stillman wants a three-pointer, that one too strong, rebound comes down to Ross. Maeda now pushing up the floor for Peru State, into the left corner, Niebrugge. Thinks about a three, she'll take this one over Hayward, no good, Stillman with the rebound. She'll give it off to Haggard. Haggard ahead to McAndrews. Right back to Jalen. Another three-pointer too strong off the back of the rim. It's tipped by Stillman, but into the hands of Ross. 59-38, the Northwest lead. 15 of 27 on three-point attempts. The single-game record for the Bearcats is 16 makes. That came back in 2009. Still 5:04 left to go in the third quarter. Peru State with it going left to right in the third period. McPhillips wants a three-pointer for the Bobcats. No good. Long rebound. It's tipped around. Stillman had it. Ross scoops it away, though. She puts up a layup. No good. And a late whistle and a foul coming up here on Northwest. And this one's going to be on Mallory McAndrews. And they're going to say after the shot, so Peru State will be inbounding, but we have a timeout on the floor, so we'll take this one with them with 4:51 to go in the third quarter. Bearcats up by 21. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, providing printing, copying, and other services such as folding, stapling, binding, and laminating, as well as supplying ink and toner. Rapid Elite also provides UPS and FedEx shipping services. More online at RapidEliteMaryville.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More on Bearcat Lumber's services is at 660-562-0300.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Ziegler Ag Equipment. Ziegler carries new and used tractors, combines, and sprayers, and provides equipment repairs and maintenance. Locations in Maryville, Chillicothe, and Marshall. More information at ZIEGLERAG.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Delbert's Garage at 714 North Depot in Maryville. Delbert and his team handle car and truck repairs from brakes and air conditioners to replacing engines and transmissions. Learn more at 660-562-0025.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Carpet Plus Bargain Barn on North Highway 71 in Maryville, providing carpet from Mohawk and Shaw, as well as hardwood flooring, tile, laminate, and vinyl. Carpet Plus provides estimates and arranges installation. More at carpetplus.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from KFC in Maryville on South Main across from Walmart. KFC offers a daily buffet from 10:30 until 8:30 p.m. and also supplies Bearcat families with original recipe, extra crispy or grilled chicken and sides for lunch and dinner.
Well, 4:51 to go here in the third quarter. Northwest up 59-38. We owe you a station identification break. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Fifty-9-38, Northwest Missouri State lead. Prue State with the ball as we come out of timeout. Bearcats 1 3-point make away from tying the single game record set back in 2009 against Nebraska Omaha. Prue State's Lauren Bates, top of the key, goes right side for Niebrugge. Set up for a three, drives into the right block. Turnaround, fadeaway jumper, no good. Zoe Hayward pulls down the rebound. And the freshman up to five boards in the game to go along with 6 points. Kylie Coleman right side into the corner for Benson. Back between the circles, Haggard around to Hayward. High post, Dentlinger. Back up to Benson. 15 on the shot clock. Bearcats trying to be patient. Rim through their offense. The 21-point lead. Benson driving baseline. Goes up. Shot too short. Offensive rebound bouncing around. Dentlinger nearly had it. Comes out to Coleman. A fresh 30 seconds for the Bearcats. And Haggard goes right side into the corner for Coleman. Back up top for Hayward around the Benson. As Prue State falling back into a 2-3 zone as the Bearcats work it down. Destiny Ross picks off a pass, pushing the other way. Ahead to Maddie McPhillips into the block, and McPhillips walks with it. And it is turnover number 10 on Prue State. And head coach for Prue State, Scotty Smith, can only drop his head and clap his hands. That kind of night for the Bobcats.
Well, he certainly can't go to his bench and get any other players in tonight.
You're exactly right. Only five suiting up for the Bobcats. They have six on the roster. And their second leading scorer, Jackie Bogard, not suiting up tonight. As Haggard bounce pass is kicked by Destiny Ross. So 3:32 to go. Scotty Smith going to go ahead and get a timeout and chat with his team. 30-second timeout. And we will take this one with them. Well, they're going to extend this out. We'll make this a 90-second timeout here on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union at the Highway 71 East South Avenue intersection, serving Nottoway County employees, Northwest alumni, and 19 school districts across the area. Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union. Today, tomorrow, together.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Maryville Daily Forum, in print or online at MarylandDailyForum.com. The Daily Forum provides local news, sports, and information Monday through Friday. More at 660-562-2424.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville, St. Joseph, Mount City, and Tarkio. The Rogers family has been providing Northwest Missouri families with pharmacy services, medical supplies, and home medical equipment since 1967. More online at RogersRx.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Hope Lutheran Church in Maryville and the Lutheran Campus Center next to the Northwest Alumni House. Hope Lutheran offers families and students weekly Bible study, worship, and fellowship. More at MarylandHope.org.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Oak Point in Maryville. Their memory care program offers residents emotional and social support, art, music, pet therapies, and more. More at 660-562-2799 or at oakpointmaryville.com.
Out of the timeout, Haggard, three-point attempt off the mark, trickles out of bounds. It goes back to Prue State, 3:19 left to go win the ballgame. Northwest Missouri State's home opener against the Bobcats, a 59-38 lead for the Bearcats. With John Coffey, I'm Matt Tritton for tonight's ballgame. The Bearcats 0-2 on the season, dropping a couple to Wichita Baptist and Henderson State just last weekend, but fighting back tonight as Haggard comes up with a steal ahead to Zoe Hayward. Hayward finds Dittlinger inside. One dribble back out to Haggard. Out to Coleman. Open for three. And that, nearly tied the record for the Bearcats. Off the back of the rim comes down to Maddie McPhillips. 16 is the single game record. They have 15 right now. 15 of 29 from deep. Maeda, top of the key, guarded by Haggard. And not sure if she thought Destiny Ross was cutting or just thought she saw a teammate there in the corner, but threw it to nobody, and it goes out of bounds. Dittlinger heads to the bench. Kehlani Maiava checks back in. Maiava, Maiava, 6 foot junior from Garden Grove, California, didn't play against Henderson State on Saturday, but getting some action here this afternoon. Catches high post, puts up a shot well off to the right, gets her own offensive rebound, takes one dribble, goes back up, right hand is good. Maiava, not a good look that first time she got an attempt, but pulled down her own rebound and put it back up.
And was not going to be denied that time. Very focused on getting that rebound, going right back up with it.
Maeda, right wing, goes into the corner for McPhillips. Contested three-pointer is good. Well, Maddie McPhillips quietly having herself a night. 18 points, 1:56 to go here in the third quarter. Harvey Benson dribbles down to the baseline, out to Maiava. They get out to Hayward now. Hayward again drives through three defenders, lays it up and in. And one opportunity for Hayward, and that one similar to what we saw on Saturday out of her. Got the bucket plus the foul, but a little bit of continuation to go on with that one, too.
Yeah, I think so. Also, I kind of think you saw a little bit of fatigue out of Peru State's defense that time as she went driving through the lane. Everyone, player trying to stop that drive going through there, but just a little bit late getting there, and they're beginning to look a little bit tired on defense.
Hayward's free throw is good. She has 10 points on the night. That's a career high. On the floor for the Bearcats, it's Haggard, McAndrews, McConkey, Hayward, and Maiava. Only one player that's a returner from last year on the floor right now. That's the junior, Mallory McAndrews. Niebrugge getting down, right block, drives in, shot no good. Maiava with the rebound, gives it off to Haggard. Bearcats pushing back the other way. Ahead to McAndrews in the corner, back to Haggard. She'll dribble in, high post, kick out. Hayward, she wants a three ball. That's good. 13 points for Hayward. That ties the Northwest single game record. 16 three-pointers. The original record set back in 2009 against Nebraska Omaha. 67-41, the Northwest lead. McPhillips driving in. Shot blocked from behind by McConkey. Saved by Maiava. It went back to McConkey. I think she had a teammate behind her. She lowered her head and the pass came into Ross, who ended up laying it in for the easy bucket. 67-43, the lead for the Bearcats. McAndrews with it right side. Less than a minute to go in the first quarter. An offensive foul on the Bearcats as Lauren Baith hits the deck. This foul coming away from the ball. I think they're going to get Maiava on this one. And they're going to go ahead and send both teams to their bench and check to see if this was a flagrant elbow or not, as Baith checking to see if she has a bloody nose. 67-43 is the score in favor of Northwest. 48.3 seconds to go here in the first half as the officials head over and take a look at this one. We'll go ahead and step aside for 30 seconds while they check things out. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by the City of Maryville, home to Mozingo Lake Recreation Park. The park offers residents and visitors 8 fully furnished lakeside rental cabins, as well as a hotel and new conference center opening in 2018. More at MozingoLake.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles, as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at GoTriState.com or at 660-582-3677.
67-43 is the Northwest lead. 48 seconds to go in the third quarter. Foul on Kehlani Maiava on the offensive end. The officials taking a look to see if this one was flagrant. But good showing here at Northwest. Not only are you able to come out and get a win over a team like Peru State, build some confidence going in before you have a few days off before they play Maryville on Monday, but the chance to go out and give freshmen and a lot of newcomers a chance to get used to Bearcat Arena, get into playing Division II basketball, and build some confidence.
That's really one of the good things that's come out of the last weekend as well as tonight. Some of those new players in the lineup getting a chance to get a lot of minutes and kind of get acclimated for what Coach Shield wants to do with the team, both offensively and defensively. And again, as you say, just get used to playing at home a little bit too. So a lot of good coming out of this game in that respect.
And this one must not have been looked at as a flagrant foul on Mayava, her second personal of the game, as Peru State will just go ahead and inbound from underneath the Northwest basket and bring it up full court. Less than 45 seconds to go now in the third quarter. Maeda guarded by Haggard. Right side now for Niebrugge. Up top for Ross. Left side for Maeda. Looks inside. 15 on the shot clock. Back out between the circles to McPhillips. Guarded by McAndrews. Bounce pass into the corner. Base, a little pump fake. Driving baseline. Goes up. Shot blocked out of bounds by Zoe Hayward with 5 to go on the shot clock. Good defense helping over by the freshman from Leavenworth. And McPhillips inbounding, 22.7 on the game clock, 5 seconds on the shot clock. Comes into Maeda, dribbles up, left wing, back to McPhillips, forces a three-pointer over McConkey, and the rebound comes down to Hayward, 15 on the game clock as Hayward pushes up the floor. Between the circles, right side for Haggard, dribbles in, cross-court pass, pump fake in the corner by McConkey, dribbles in to the block, layup no good, offensive rebound. Nearly for McAndrews. Ross comes up with it and just dribbles at the clock on the third quarter. A 24-point Northwest Missouri State lead, though, over Peru State. Well on their way to their first victory of the season. We will step aside and be back with the fourth quarter after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce and Teal Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at 660-582-2273 or at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware and custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Nellestein Vein Institute. Dr. Michael Nellestein and his staff specialize in the treatment of various leg ailments, including varicose veins, spider veins, leg pain, and blood clots. More information is at thenvi.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Pitzenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitzenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck bed liners. More at 660-582-4599 or pitzautobody.com.
67-43 in favor of Northwest Missouri State. Matt Tritton with John Coffey for tonight's ball game. Bearcats on their way to win number one, and then hopefully this weekend we see the Bearcat men's basketball team pick up a couple W's here at home as well.
And they've got a couple good opponents coming into town. Metro State on Friday night and then Truman State Saturday afternoon. Again, Coach McCollum scheduling a very tough schedule, just part of the non-conference schedule that will get them really tuned up for the MIAA.
Opening the fourth quarter, Niebrugge drives in, gets fouled by McConkey, so she will go to the line to shoot a pair of free throws. Elsewhere around the conference tonight, Missouri Western, a 67-63 win over William Jewell. Northeastern State over Rogers State, 79-66. Washburn, 120-34 over Nebraska Christian College.
Ouch.
That is ridiculous. And then early on, Lincoln playing an exhibition against Division I Bradley, trailing that one 8-4. Around the MIAA, brought to you by Mosaic Life Care. As those free throws go down, it's a 67-45 lead in favor of Northwest after Niebrugge's free throws. Right side McConkey, couple dribbles, top of the key, left side for McAndrews, into Benson, drives in, high post Mayava, one dribble, off the glass, it's good. Kehlani Mayava, her first couple buckets as a Bearcat coming in this ballgame here this evening. As Maeda gets the pass inside, kick out for Destiny Ross, open three-pointer is good. The junior from Gretna, Nebraska knocks down the three-pointer. Johnny, know where Gretna, Nebraska is?
It's southeast of Nebraska, isn't it? Or
I don't know. I'm asking you. I don't know. You lived in Nebraska for a while.
Yeah, over in February. So, but,
is that very far from there?
I can't remember.
Oh, wasn't that long ago. McConkey for three from the corner. No good. Offensive. No, excuse me. Loose ball. Mayava gets on the floor for it. Throws it out. Nubrugge keeps it alive, and McAndrews comes up with it for Northwest. 8:52 to go in the game. Benson now drives in, loses control. It's stripped away from her. She rolls on the ground, gets it to McConkey. No travel called, and they're going to call 3 seconds in the lane on Benson, who, as she drove in, was knocked to the ground, saved the ball, and didn't have enough time to get up and get out of the paint before they blew the whistle on her. 69-48 is the Bearcat lead. This one getting a little bit sloppy, with it well in hand for the Bearcats. Ross drives in past McAndrews, and gets fouled, and so Destiny Ross will go to the free throw line. Are you looking up Gretna for us?
I am. It's in Sarpy County, so pretty much southeast Nebraska, I believe. So, population 4,441.
Oh, okay.
That's the 2010 census, by the way. Yeah.
And you were telling me at the break that famous actor and actress John and Joan Cusack are from Gretna, Nebraska. Is that correct?
I didn't say that.
I must have misheard what you said.
Don't think they are. But
we'll have to look that one up. We'll let you know later on the broadcast.
Why would you bring those?
Just trying to think of random actors. 69-50 is the Northwest lead. McConkey in the corner. Up top for Benson. They swing around Hayward. Now McAndrews looks inside. Stillman working hard, trying to get it and get open. McAndrews up top for Benson. McAndrews left open in the corner for the three, and the record is good. A Northwest Missouri State single game record, 17 three-point makes. The Bearcats up 72-50. Let me tell you, John Cusack would be happy with the Bearcats shooting performance tonight. 22-point lead on Purdue State. McPhillips drives in, crossed the lane pass, but she is bumped and fouled before she let that one go. The Bearcats 17 of 32 from three-point range. On the other side, Purdue State 6 of 14, 43% for the Bobcats, but man, Northwest started making them early and have not let up. And Tanya Meyer got a lot of minutes, quite a few minutes in the first quarter, a little bit in the second quarter, but she's still battling a little bit of an ankle problem, so Coach Shield giving her a whole second half to get that one feeling better and get some of these younger players some minutes. Loose ball, and Stillman reaches in and fouls Nebrugge, so 7:43 to go here in the fourth quarter. Peru will keep possession as Dentlinger checks in for Stillman. After this one, the Bearcats at home on Monday against Maryville University, then in St. Joseph on the 24th playing Rockhurst University, a neutral site game there. Inbound comes into Maya at the top of the key, guarded by Benson. Dribbles right, looking for a cutter, doesn't have anybody there, now gives off to McPhillips, top of the key, sets a screen for McPhillips all the way in, little Euro step action almost, and she lays it in. McPhillips averaging 11 points per ball game. She is up to 20 in this contest. Left corner Hayward, top of the key Benson, right back to Zoe Hayward. Little head and shoulder fake. They swing it back to Benson, right side for Haggard. Drives in, skip pass to Hayward. Took a little false step as she started a drive into the teeth of the defense, and they get a travel on Hayward. Turnover on the Bearcats, and Coach Shield wants a timeout to regroup with his team and chat this one over. 7:08 to play in the ball game. We have a 90-second timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats is provided by Miller Financial and Insurance Center in Maryville. The Miller brothers offer assistance with investments and retirement planning, as well as insurance protection for your farm, home, and auto. More information is at 660-224-2300 or millerfinancialandinsurance.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from your local family-owned Orsland Farm and Home, with more than 30 stores throughout the region. Orsland provides customers with the tools and materials necessary for jobs on the farm, in the garage, or at home. More information at OrslandFarmHome.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Tiffany Care Centers. Tiffany offers in-home services such as housekeeping, laundry, personal care tasks, licensed nurse visits, and respite care for people throughout Northwest Missouri. More at TiffanyCare.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Barnes Baker Automotive, serving North Missouri for more than 75 years. Located on Oklahoma Avenue in Trenton, Barnes Baker provides a full line of Ford cars, trucks, and SUVs. Their inventory of new and used vehicles is online at barnesbakerautomotive.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at BearcatSports.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville. Heinlein provides furniture and flooring for every room in the house, as well as mattresses. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
7 minutes to go, a 20-point Northwest lead on the floor for the Bearcats. Haggard, Benson, Hayward, McAndrews, and Dentlinger. As Maeda has it right wing, looks inside, now tries to get it back out to McPhillips. It's picked off by Benson, nearly had a breakaway layup, but she just stepped on the baseline as she ran in front of the scorer's table. Good hustle by Benson, but Peru State gets it back.
Can tell you, though, that Mark Hilgenberger comes from North Bend, Nebraska, an actress who's in CSI Las Vegas, so a famous Nebraskan has done well. The Cusacks, I don't believe, are from Nebraska, you're talking about earlier.
Maeda, the jumper from the baseline, is good. John, I go most of what I say is what you tell me.
No, I don't tell you any of it.
Hayward with it left wing. Skip pass to Haggard. Looks inside between the circles to Benson. Back left side for Hayward. Top of the key. Haggard, little pump fake to the right. Takes a step in. Long two-point jumper. It's good. So Jalen can shoot something other than threes. She is 1-for-1 on two-point attempts. No, that's not right. I think she's 1-of-2 on two-point attempts. Still pretty good night for Jalen. She has 20 points as Niebrugge throws that out of bounds.
And again, I think that was just a turnover due to fatigue for Peru State. This five, again, the only five that suited up for tonight's ball game, and they're starting to look pretty tired out there. No substitutions whatsoever. Northwest has been able to go to their bench and keep things fresh out there, and it's just beginning to wear on Peru State.
Benson with it, left wing, drives into that 2-3 zone. Kick out now for Haggard, open from three, around the rim, no good. Rebound comes down to Peru, Maeda pushing it back the other way. Cheryl Crow from Kennett, Missouri. Did you know that, John?
Yes, I did.
Niebrugge, layup on the other end, offensive foul, though. Oh, never mind. I thought she signaled for a charge. She was saying, count the bucket. It looked like Mallory McAndrews had her feet set, but might have been a little bit too far under that arch underneath the bucket. And Abigail Niebrugge is down, and they are checking out her ankle. They have five suited up tonight, so that would be a pretty huge loss, and they are stretching her ankle out. She's in quite a bit of pain.
Oh, yeah, just that play took place right underneath the basket. It looked like she kind of slid right into the standard there. I don't know if when she stepped into the standard there or if it was prior to that, but... stretching it out, and hopefully this is nothing too serious for a number of different reasons. Just number one, just for herself, but it really puts Peru State in a bind if she can't go.
It's such a difficult spot underneath the basket. Whenever you think of the standard, you think of so many bodies being under there, so many feet you can land on and roll an ankle. And Niebrugge slowly, gingerly walks off, sits in front of the water cooler. So Peru's going to have to play with four for a while at least. Because the Northwest Missouri State trainer over there taking a look right now on behalf of Peru State. I believe that is Emily Hotchkiss over there, Bearcats graduate assistant trainer for football and women's basketball, taking a look at Niebrugge on the Peru State sideline. So Northwest sends out Benson, McAndrews, Haggard, Dentlinger, and Hayward. And for Peru State, it looks like it'll be McPhillips, Ross, Maeda, and Baith, and playing 4-on-5. That's rough.
Yeah, it is.
And that's just something you see in high school basketball a little bit more, with some struggles with injuries and different things like that in smaller schools. But typically you get to the college level, you don't see this. And in talking to Coach Shield before the game, they dismissed their previous coach a little late. Some players quit. They were left with six. And obviously battling through, they won their first two games of the season over Bethany College and College of St. Mary, but have dropped their last three straight.
They do have some talent on this team. Again, it's just a numbers situation where they're going to get a little bit tired in the games when you can't make many substitutions. And, of course, just six total, but they don't have any room for any player to get in foul trouble or, in this case, an injury. It's going to be a tough tough season for Peru State.
And they are going to signal for Maddie McPhillips to step up and shoot the free throw. As Niebrugge made the layup, got fouled by Haggard. They actually got Nick Andrews for the foul. So McPhillips, though, shooting free throws in place of Niebrugge.
Looks like Niebrugge is getting up and walking over to the scorer's table. I think she's going to come back into the ballgame.
Yep, and now they're letting her come back in. And they're playing with four. Don't even make her check in. Just let her walk on the floor, right? And Niebrugge back in, playing the bottom right block in this zone for Peru State. As Hayward has it right side. Now left side for Haggard. Background to Hayward. Looking high post for Benson. Skip pass to Jalen. Jalen, a little shovel pass into Benson high post. She'll drill back out top of the key. Right side for Hayward. Inside to Dittlinger. Nice look from Hayward. Around the rim and it's good. Maria Dittlinger gets a bucket on a nice assist from Zoe Hayward. 76-56 the Northwest lead. And a timeout on the floor now coming up for Peru State. Scotty Smith calls for a full timeout. We'll take this 60-second timeout with them. Bearcats up by 20 on Peru State.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through the ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Printery House. More at conceptionabbey.org.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at youngerauction.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from FSB Mortgage, providing first-time and veteran home buyers assistance with financing needs to fit a budget. More information from Jeff Farlow, 816-233-7400. FSB Mortgage, a division of Farmers State Bank.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Nellestein Vein Institute. Dr. Michael Nellestein and his staff specialize in the treatment of various leg ailments, including varicose veins, spider veins, leg pain, and blood clots. More information is at thenvi.com.
A 20-point Northwest lead with 5:07 to go in the ballgame. Bearcats well on their way to victory number one on the season. Hopefully many more to come after that. Bearcats started out 5-0 last year. Ended up finishing up the season with a 9-18 overall record, 4-15 in the MIAA. This year, though, fell 68-54 to Ouachita Baptist in game one. Last Saturday, lost to Henderson State 75-63. Showed flashes in both of those ball games, but you have to remember they're playing a lot of freshmen and a lot of players that haven't played together, so still building that chemistry this season.
Yeah, I think there'll be some growing pains along the way this year, but hopefully they're heading in the right direction. I think they've got some good young athletes on this team that will be making some progress as the year goes along.
Now you look at that box score and how many three-point makes they have in this ball game. There's clearly talent. It's just finding that consistency night in, night out. Ross in the block, guarded by Haggard, goes up over her and lays it in. Ross with 10 points, the 5 foot 7 inch guard against the 5 foot 5 inch freshman there for Northwest. So advantage Ross, and she lays it in. Haggard head in the corner, cross court pass for Benson, and a 3 second violation on Maria Dittlinger.
Seen a couple of 3 second calls in this game. That's a call you don't see very often. You've got to be in the lane for a while to get called for that.
And you have to wonder if some of those mental mistakes creep in now in a game you've got well in hand with 4 minutes to go. As Ross, a turnaround jumper. Off balance, it's no good. Mickey Andrews pulls down the rebound, her first of the night. Now Benson in the corner. Spots up for three, head fake. They swing it around now to Haggard, top of the key. She gives a head fake back to Benson. She wants a three-pointer. That one off to the right. Rebound, though, for that 5-foot, 5-inch guard, Haggard. Around to Benson. 10-foot jumper from the baseline. And she knocks it down from the short corner. Benson, a couple good back-to-back games, had 17 points on Saturday. Now up to 16 in this one. Ross top the key, right side for McPhillips. McPhillips drives right on Macy Williams. Kind of tosses up a shot, no good. Offensive rebound, but stripped away by Aubrey Benson. Benson picks it up. Trying to push it down the floor. Haggard gets it over to Macy Williams. Briefly open from three, drives into the lane. Kick out for McAnders. Nearly loses it out of bounds. Gets it back, and they get it over to a wide open Haggard for three. She nails another 23 points in her third collegiate basketball game. Jalen having herself a night. 7 of 14 from three-point range. 81-58 is our score. Has Maeda with it right wing. Bearcats already set the single-game team record for three-point makes with 17. As Ross gets into the paint. Little shot off the glass is good. 7 three-point makes for Haggard is 2 off the individual record. As McAnders gets an open look in the corner, and she hits. A pair of St. Joe players having themselves a night. 7 three-point makes for Haggard. 6 now for McAnders, who is 6 of 6 from deep. Ross drives in. Kick out for Maeda. Long two-point jump shot is good. Just to put into perspective, on Saturday, 3 points for McAnders on 1 of 5 shooting from deep. Tonight, 6 of 6.
Not bad at all. And hopefully that's something that she can continue on. And as this season goes along, we've seen her be very successful in three-point shooting in the past. So I think that's something we'll be able to continue to see.
Hey, Coach Shield talked after the game on Saturday about finding consistency from his older players, because the younger players, freshmen, are getting in the groove of Division II basketball. But he mentioned, you know what, Mallory goes 1 of 5, but she will be right back in the gym that night, putting up three-pointers, correcting her mistakes. She's a workhorse like that, and is showing tonight 6 of 6 from three-point range. Bearcats put a couple subs in with Mele Tupuwata and Kylie Coleman coming into the ballgame. Haggard, she's open from deep again. Off the front of the rim, no good. Rebound comes down to Niebrugge. Battling through that injury. Ahead to Maddie McPhillips all the way in against Macy Williams. Left-hand layup, no good. Mele Tupuwata pulls down the rebound and fouled from behind. Do you think Haggard knows she's 2 away from tying the record?
I don't think so at all.
She is a gunslinger. She gets a look, she will put it up. She doesn't mind. 22-point Bearcat lead, less than 2 minutes to go. Kylie Coleman into the corner for Haggard. Back up top, Macy Williams to the free throw line. Kicks it back out for Benson. Wide open Haggard, couple dribbles. Back out up top for Benson. Back to Jalen, head and shoulder fake. They swing it around. And it goes right back to Haggard, left wing, three-pointer. Rattles around the rim, nearly fell, but no good. And an offensive foul on the Bearcats, battling for that rebound. This one coming up on Macy Williams. Williams, not a ton of minutes tonight, but working her way back in from a knee injury she suffered this offseason.
I think that's the biggest key for her, getting a little bit of time here in the second half to knock some of the rust off and hopefully to kind of get back in the swing of things and not do any further damage to her injury.
Well, Niebrugge, playing through an injury of her own, knocks down that free throw. Rolled her ankle a little earlier in the game in a lot of pain, but battled back as Peru only playing with 5 players tonight. Second free throw's good. Haggard ahead to Coleman in the corner for Benson. 1:25 left in the game. Northwest up by 20. Benson left side. Couple dribbles top of the key. Right side. Coleman into the corner for Haggard. Looks inside to Tupuwata. Then tries to force a pass across. It looks like it got tipped and picked off by Brooke Maeda. Maeda, a little bit of a lane. Goes in. Bumped by Haggard. Throws up a shot off the mark. So with 1:10 to go, Brooke Maeda will go to the free throw line. 83% shooter from a charity stripe. Maeda, season high 16 points, and then win over College of St. Mary back on November 3rd. And she makes her first free throw. 12 points on the night for Maeda. Bearcats with 4 players in double digits. Haggard, McAnders, Benson, and Hayward. Second free throw from Maeda is good. Northwest getting contributions from some older players as well as some younger ones as well. Vincent top of the key, left side for Williams. They swing it around. Coleman now to Haggard on the right wing. Between the circles for Macy Williams. Less than a minute to go. Haggard right wing. They get it back around to Coleman. To Benson. Baseline. Drive goes up. Reverse layup is blocked out of bounds by Niebrugge. You got Hanson Northwest, too, outscoring the Purdue State bench by 18. Of course, Purdue without any bench players tonight, so that plays a role.
It helps, anyway.
Macy Williams from deep. Three-pointer no good. Rebound comes down for Purdue. 40 seconds to go. The Bearcats up by 18. Maeda with it right wing, working on Kylie Coleman. Up top for McPhillips. She'll put up a three-pointer. Nothing but net. McPhillips, nothing to lose, putting up that three-pointer, and we have a timeout on the floor for Scotty Smith, a 30-second timeout. With 30 seconds to go in the ball game, the Bearcats up by 15. We'll go ahead and keep this one here. Bearcats going to 1-2 on the season, Northwest men 2-0, and the Northwest Missouri State football team 9-2 overall, and they are heading to the playoffs to meet with Ashland, Ohio for the first time in program history.
Well, I have that for you Saturday. 10 o'clock with our pregame with Bearcat Game Day. It's an 11 o'clock kickoff from Ashland, Ohio. Ashland coming in with just one loss on the season. Northwest with two losses. It should be a fun matchup. And again, you're all right here on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Our next Bearcat broadcast coming on, I guess, coming tomorrow night on KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. We'll hear from Northwest Women's Coach Buck Scheel, men's coach Ben McCollum, as well as football's Rich Wright and quarterback Jonathan Baker. And right back here in Bearcat Arena Friday night, 7 o'clock tip-off, Northwest and Metro State. We'll have pregame starting at 6:40. That's just a slight discrepancy between the shot and game clock, each right about 1 second apart, 7 on the shot clock. Kylie Coleman from three-point range, no good, but we're going to get a foul called with 5 seconds left in the game. On Lauren Bate. 5.2 seconds to go. Bearcats up by 15. Janita inbound it and let those 5 seconds run off to Macy Williams, to Kylie Coleman. And the Bearcats pick up win number one during the 2017-2018 season, an 69 win over Peru State. Bearcats 1-2 now on the year. We'll go ahead, step aside for a moment, be back with our post-game festivities. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at 5 Mile Corner, south of Maryville.
Today's game is being underwritten by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Mosaic Life Care, offering patients a cardiac scoring test, which could prevent a heart attack in patients at risk for heart disease. A full list of Mosaic services or their 60 clinics in Missouri and Kansas is available at mymosaiclifecare.org.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Cell, located at 1218 South Main in Maryville. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell carries a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Androids. More information on plans and devices is at nwmcell.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nellison of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mount City.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Brown Shoe Fit Company in Maryville. Located in the Mary Mart Shopping Center, Brown's offers footwear from Under Armour, Sperry, Asics, Chaco, as well as fashion boots for women. More at 660-582-4641.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville across from Walmart. Championship offers late model pre-owned autos and conducts vehicle searches upon request. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or 582-8800.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com.
Support for Bearcat Radio Network comes from SSM Health St. Francis Hospital, offering a range of health services in the Northwest Missouri region, including 24/7 emergency services and cancer care. More at SSMHealthSt.Francis.com.
Northwest Missouri State, a 15-point win over Peru State, win number one, snapping a little two-game skid to start the year. The Bearcats got what they need to come out, started hot, getting up an early lead, led by as many as 27 in the first half, and cruise to a victory.
Yeah, well, things kind of slid a little bit in the second half. Of course, they were up big at halftime, and the intensity level not quite there in the second half. But one thing that they struggled a little bit last year was coming out of the gate in the third quarter. And in the third quarter of this one, they outscored Peru State 19-13 in the third quarter. But again, at that point, the game was pretty much well in hand. But you would like to see them maybe come out with a little bit more intensity to start the second half.
And you mentioned it during the break, but Tanya Meyer didn't play in that second half, giving her as much rest as she can get. And the Bearcats also getting a lot of freshmen, a lot of different lineups in there to kind of give everybody a chance to mesh together. So maybe that chemistry and camaraderie plays a bit of a role in that as well. But Bearcats still 15-point win, 1-2, and now on the season. We'll take a break. Be back with four on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims, assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter Agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City. And from Steve and Dan Miller at Miller Financial and Insurance Center in Maryville, providing investment management and retirement planning as well as insurance protection for your farm, home, and auto. More information at 660-224-2300 or millerfinancialandinsurance.com. Support for today's game also comes from Nellestein Vein Institute. Dr. Nellestein served Northwest Missouri for 20 years and specializes in the treatment of leg ailments including varicose veins, spider veins, restless legs, leg ulcers, and blood clots. For a consultation, 816-291-4149. Also from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Support for today's game is brought to you by MTE Office Center, with locations in Maryville and Cameron, providing computers, printing, networking, furniture, and office supplies since 1935. More information at mteoffice.com or on Facebook. And from Compass Dental Group in Maryville, Drs. Bruce and Teal Twaddle and Dr. Brian Veertaller provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at 660-582-2273 or compassdentalgroup.com. Support also comes from South Paul's Veterinary Clinic in Maryville, offering medical, surgical, and dental care for small breed pets. South Paul's encourages responsible pet ownership and preventative health care. More at 660-582-7387. Also from Northwest Campus Dining, offering Chick-fil-A and the J.W. Jones Student Union. From chicken sandwiches to their new frosted lemonade, Chick-fil-A is open to Northwest students and the Maryville community. More information is at nwcampusdining.com.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville.
Northwest women's basketball picks up its first win of the season, 84-69 over Peru State. Bearcats led by Jalen Haggard, 23 points on 8 of 17 shooting. Also 7 of 16 from 3-point range, added a pair of rebounds, 1 assist, and turned the ball over twice throughout the ballgame as well. Northwest also getting 18 points from Mallory McAndrews on 6 of 6 3-point shooting. She also added in 3 assists and 1 rebound. McAndrews just the other night had 3 points on 1 of 5 3-point shooting. So a big turnaround for her, going perfect from beyond the arc here this evening. 14 points coming from Aubrey Benson, most of that damage in the first half. 6 of 12 shooting, a pair of 3-pointers as well. She nearly had a double-double, had 9 assists in the ballgame, 6 rebounds to go along with that. Turned the ball over 3 times. Hate to see that, but I guess if you're getting 9 dimes on the night, you could live with that. So a good night for Aubrey distributing the basketball. 12 points from Zoe Hayward, the freshman from Leavenworth. 5 of 9 shooting, made a 3-pointer in the ballgame. Also pulled down 6 rebounds, had 2 assists, turned the ball over 3 times. Bearcats also get 4 points from Kehlani Mayava, including 3 rebounds as well, and 2 points from Mallory McConkey, also added 2 rebounds and 2 assists in the win for Northwest. Overall, shot 50% from the field, 32 of 64, 47.5% from three-point range, going 19 of 40 from beyond the arc. Only shot 2 free throws in the ballgame, though, 1 of 2 from the charity stripe. Northwest also out-rebounded Peru State, 33-29. On the other side for Peru, led by Maddie McPhillips. She had 23 points on 8 of 14 shooting. Also got 17 points from Nebruggy, 15 points from Destiny Ross, and 13 from Maeda. 1 point coming from Lauren Baith in the game. Northwest wins this one 84-59. I mentioned before, John, the big stat. Outscoring Peru State's bench 18-0. The positive there for the Bearcats to take away is they improved to 1-2 on the season.
If they didn't outscore their bench tonight, that would have been a bigger story. No bench whatsoever, but just 5 players suited up for Peru State.
Yeah, Peru State in a difficult spot this evening. 6 on the roster, 1 of them not suiting up. So they were down to the bare minimum. But Northwest, you did what you're supposed to do to one of these teams. You come out, you win it handily, and that's what the Bearcats do, an 84-69 win over the Bobcats. We will take a break. We'll be back with more here on Bearcat Postgame.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Delbert's Garage at 714 North Depot in Maryville. Delbert and his team handle car and truck repairs from brakes and air conditioners to replacing engines and transmissions. More at 660-562-0025. And from Brown's Shoe Fit Company in Maryville, located in the Mary Mart Shopping Center. Brown's offers footwear from Under Armour, Sperry, Asics, and Chaco, as well as fashion boots for women. More at 660-582-4641. Support also comes from Pitzenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitzenberger also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 582-4599 or pittsautobody.com. Also from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon, representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the City of Maryville, home to Mazingo Lake Recreation Park. Mazingo Lake offers outdoor recreation activities such as boating, fishing, hiking, and equestrian trails. More information on Mazingo is at MazingoLake.com. And from Northwest Audiovisual, providing customers with sales, design, service, and installation of surveillance and security systems for homes and businesses, as well as paging and public address systems. More at 660-853-2319. Support also comes from Baumley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Baumley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BaumleyAuto.com or on the lot at the 5 Mile Corner south of Maryville. Also from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, supplying ink, toner, shipping services, and website design. Rapid Elite also provides design and printing for business forms, brochures, booklets, letterhead, and more. More online at RapidElitemaryville.com.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville.
Bearcats get their first win of the season, a 15-point victory over Peru State. Time for the Extra Effort Award. John, plenty to choose from. I'll give you the responsibility of picking out our Extra Effort Award tonight.
All right, that's a tough one. And originally thinking Mallory McAndrews, 18 points. She was 6 of 6 from the field, but you look down here, and Zoe Hayward was 5 of 9 from the field, 12 points. Also had 6 rebounds to go along with a couple of assists. So I think let's go ahead and give Zoe that tonight.
And, you know, one thing about it, the kids that Buck is recruiting right now that he's referenced it is he wants to bring in players that have a winning past in high school and kind of know what it takes to get to that point. And Zoe Hayward's one of those players, someone that was in the Final Four each of her 4 years in high school, won a state championship as a freshman and sophomore, and was a very good ball player for Leavenworth High School, standard across the board, 11 points, 6 rebounds, 4 assists per ball game, and a player that played in a lot of ball games. So someone I think they're hoping that can be a really good role player and they can get a lot out of throughout the year. So Zoe Hayward, Extra Effort Award for this evening, 12 points as the Bearcats win this one, 84-69 over Peru State. We'll step aside and be back with more here on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is underwritten by Edward Jones Financial Advisor J.R. Kurz, offering retirement and investment advice on the Maryville Square at 119 East 4th Street. More information is available at 660-582-7196 and from Pizza Hut in Maryville. In addition to specialty pizzas, pastas, and wings, Pizza Hut offers a daily lunch buffet from 11:30 to 1 and Tuesday nights from 5:30 to 7. Dine-in, carry-out, or delivery is available. More online at pizzahut.com or in-store at 732 South Main in Maryville. Support also comes from A&G Restaurant at 208 North Main in Maryville. A&G provides a sit-down menu, banquet rooms, and catering. More information is available at 660-582-4421 or online at agrestaurant.com. Also from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Tiffany Care Centers. For 40 years, Tiffany has been caring for the people of Northwest Missouri in their homes or at one of their nursing and rehab centers in Oregon, Maryville, Mount City, or Rockport. More at tiffanycare.com. And from the Northwest Missouri Coalition for Roadway Safety, encouraging drivers to avoid texting, making phone calls, or other distractions behind the wheel to create a safer roadways throughout the region. More information is available at savemolives.com. Support also comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More on Bearcat Lumber Services is at 660-562-0300. And from Bomley Auto Sales, Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at the 5 Mile Corner south of Maryville.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville.
And welcome back to Bearcat Postgame. Northwest Missouri State, 84-69 win over Prue State this evening. From Bearcat Arena, taking a look around women's basketball in the MIAA, 67-63 for win for Missouri Western over William Jewell. Northeastern State, a 79-66 win over Rogers State. Washburn, a 120-34 win for the Ichabods, Lady Blues, is that what Washburn goes by now? Is that right?
Lady Bods, maybe? I don't know.
The Washburn women.
I don't know what
120
that is.
To 34 over Nebraska Christian.
I can see that.
Yeah, yeah. And then we haven't got an update. Bradley over at Lincoln says 8-4 still. Pretty sure that's not correct, but we'll go on anyway. Good win tonight, 84-69 over Peru. Your thoughts initially on this one?
I thought for the most part we shot the ball really well. It was good to see those shots fall early, and I knew we were going to get basically any perimeter shot that we wanted, just because they really pack in that zone, and you want to try to get it inside, and you want to try to drive and get to the basket, but they really pack that thing in, and they do a real good job of shifting when that ball gets moved around. And so, you know, for us, it was good to have some people knock down some shots. We forced a few here and there, but when you have so many opportunities, and, you know, we were working the ball around quite a bit, want to use that shot clock, but, you know, it was good to see some shots fall.
That's to be big for confidence moving forward. Not only the young players, we talk about freshmen a lot, I've harped on that a lot with you, but, you know, Mallory McAndrews was 1 of 5 shooting from deep last game. She comes out 6 of 6 tonight, and I think that's kind of more what we're thinking of when we think of Mallory McAndrews.
Yeah, she, I don't think she was very happy with her 1 for 5 shooting, and so she gets back on the machine and gets dialed back in, and that's usually what happens. That's the thing with her, with her 3-point shooting. She's such a perfectionist, and the extra time that she puts in and commits herself to, she definitely earns what she gets. And I think offensively it was a confidence game, but defensively we still have a ways to go. It's disappointing to give up, that many points to a team with only 5 kids who are having to play 40 minutes. And, I thought in the half court we didn't do a good enough job of taking away their drives to the middle and our communication on screens, because we were basically switching everything because of their lineup, and we had some some breakdowns with communication, and you can't afford to do that stuff on a regular basis because it just piles up, and it piled up at times.
Not having a senior leader on the floor for the second half, just giving Tanya a chance to have a break and make sure she stays healthy going into the rest of the non-conference. Does that play a role in some of those breakdowns of younger players, the chemistry, and not having what could be a floor general, the defensive side?
Oh, a little bit. You know, that's the one thing that Tanya has at least done a lot better job of this year is her communication when she's out there on the floor. But at the end of the day, we got to have some players step up when those opportunities are there. And it's kind of tough with our lineups tonight because we were having to basically run four guards against their lineup. So that's, and then they spread you out. So, you know, we've got our forwards out there guarding in positions that they're not used to and that they normally won't. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's basketball, and you got to communicate with your teammates, and everybody's got to be on the same page, and that's just an area that we got to do better.
Jalen Haggard's a gunslinger, isn't she?
She is. You know, she gets to be a little shot happy, and you know, I thought for the most part a lot of her shots tonight were in rhythm, but then a lot of times she'll come down and we'll get one or two quick passes and then she fires it up. And a lot of that is just getting her to understand the possession side of things as a freshman, just because possessions are so crucial at the college level, where in high school you can kind of get away with those things a little bit. And so that's growing pains. And, you know, the good thing is when she was catching and shooting in rhythm, those things were dropping pretty good. So, you know, I thought for the most part tonight we didn't force a ton of threes for how many we could have.
With Maryville coming up on Monday, still kind of in that no rhythm non-conference side of the schedule, take a little easier this time, or you kind of run practice a little bit harder than you will midseason in MIAA?
Well, we'll definitely pick things up Friday and Saturday, just because with Maryville, they're coming in with several girls with upperclassmen experience, and you know, at this level, that's really what you're driven by, because you never know game to game what you're going to get out of your young kids. And with what they've got coming in and with what they've shown so far, you know, we've got to be able to make sure that we come out ready to compete for the entire game, and that was the one thing I told the girls tonight that I was disappointed with, and they were disappointed in themselves too with how we finished that game. And I told them you gotta understand that big leads can disappear really quick, and you have to stay dialed in, focused in for the entire ball game, especially as you get into that fourth quarter when you do get comfortable. You got to have that mentality that everything is always within reach. And so it's part of those growing pains where we got to just continue to learn and get better.
Well, 15-point win tonight. John Coffey's favorite stat is you outscored Peru's bench 18-0.
Well, I would hope so we could do that.
Good win tonight, Coach. We'll talk to you again a little later this week.
Sounds good. Thank you.
That's Buck Shield, Northwest Missouri State women's basketball coach. 84-69 win over Peru this evening. Coach Shield's post-game interview underwritten by Bolin Auto and Truck Parts. Services include brake and suspension work as well as a driveline facility. Bolin Auto and Truck Parts, located at 10th and Michelin, St. Joe. Family-owned since 1951. More at 800-292-6546. We'll take a break. Be back to wrap things up from Bearcat Arena.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Farmers Mutual Insurance Company of Nottoway County, insuring homes and farms in northwest Missouri since 1891. Now also offering renter's insurance and options for first-time home buyers. Agent information is available at fmnottoway.com. And from Carlson Seed in Blanchard, Iowa. Carlson Seed's been family-owned since 1973 and distributes DeKalb Asgrow seeds, chemicals, precision planting products, and more. More at carlsonseed.com. Support also comes from East Hill Shopping Center at the Belt and Frederick in St. Joseph. East Hills provides an indoor shopping experience that is filled with retail stores, name brands, a carousel, and numerous dining choices. More at shopeasthills.com. Also for Maryville State Farm Insurance agents Kerry Myers and Kevin Neal, providing insurance and financial services at 121 West Lincoln and directly behind Applebee's at 305 Larry Lane. More at 562-3882 or 582-3512.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Gardner Family Dentistry in Maryville. Dr. Jeff Gardner and his staff specialize in treating the whole family with a focus on kids of all ages. Other services include implants, crowns, and general dentistry. Now accepting new patients. More at MaryvilleSmiles.com. And from Wash Optometry, providing treatment for eye health conditions including diabetes, glaucoma, and macular degeneration through diagnostic technology, as well as fitting specialty contact lenses. More information is available at 660-241-5001. Support also comes from your local family-owned Orscheln Farm and Home, serving the Midwest for more than 50 years. Orscheln supplies tools and products for the farm and ranch, lawn and garden, automotive, and more. More information is available at OrschelnFarmHome.com. Also from the Maryville Daily Forum, in print or online at MaryvilleDailyForum.com. The Daily Forum provides local news, sports, and information Monday through Friday. More at 562-2424.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Bullseye Trading in Maryville, located at 1115 East 1st Street, open 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Bullseye Trading offers guns, ammo, and payday and pawn loans. For more info, call 660-241-5013. And from Ziegler Ag Equipment. Ziegler carries new and used tractors, combines, and sprayers, and provides equipment repairs and maintenance. Locations in Maryville, Chillicothe, and Marshall. More information at ZIEGLERAG.com. Support also comes from Carpet Plus Bargain Barn on North Highway 71 in Maryville, providing carpet from Mohawk and Shaw, as well as hardwood flooring, tile, laminate, and vinyl. Carpet Plus provides estimates and arranges installation. More at CarpetPlus.com. Also from Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Since 1928, Consumers has been supporting farmers in Northwest Missouri by providing refined fuels, feeds, and propane. More information is at ConsumersOilMaryville.com.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville.
Well, the Bearcats pick up their first win of the season, now 1-2 overall with an 84-69 win over Peru State. And, John, heading into Monday's game against Maryville, some time off, some time to regroup, get back focused for a good Division II team coming in here, but got to feel pretty good walking away with this one.
Yeah, it's always good to come up with one, get one here on the home opener for them. And, again, Maryville University coming into town out of St. Louis, Missouri, and should be a fun matchup Monday night.
And we will not be done just yet with basketball and just Bearcat Athletics as a whole this week. Men's basketball against Metropolitan State coming up at 7 o'clock Friday evening. Pre-game on the Bearcat Radio Network at 6:40. Men's basketball also against Truman State at 3 o'clock on Saturday afternoon. Pre-game for that one starting at 2:40. And then football, 11 a.m. from Ashland, Ohio. The first round of the playoffs. That one should be a fun one, John.
Oh, no doubt about it. We'll be on at 10 o'clock with Bearcat Game Day, 11 o'clock kickoff. Two very good teams squaring off in Ashland and Northwest. And be a good doubleheader along the Bearcat Radio Network as we'll just finish that broadcast up and be right back here at Bearcat Arena on Saturday afternoon. And hopefully we'll go right from one broadcast to the other and get a little bit of football and basketball all Saturday afternoon. So it should be a fun day.
In Ashland, Ohio, famous celebrities from Ashland.
Well, Robin Mead from Headline News, I know, is one of those. And there a whole bunch of others we went over the other day.
We did.
Darned if I can remember some of them now. But.
Old John Coffey loves his Headline News. But that's going to wrap things up for us here from Bearcat Arena this evening. Big thanks to Kyrie Devine, our engineer, back in the studio for putting tonight's ball game on for us. This segment, underwritten by the Kansas City Beer Company, a brewer of German-style lagers and ales. Brewery founder and Northwest graduate Steve Hawley uses imported German malts and hops along with traditional Old World brewing methods to help achieve authentic flavor. You can find more at kcbier.com. For John Coffey, I'm Matt Tritton saying so long from Bearcat Arena.